Planet 7, the first baseman, number 18, William Simonide. Batting in, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Batting ninth, the left fielder, number 6, Michael Gober. And taking the mound today for your Rockhound, number 4, Jack Cushing. Telegram delivery of the game. Here's Rocky Rockout to deliver today's official game ball for our ceremonial first pitch. Today we have Clint Leaser, the founder and CEO of Intrepid, an international oil field service company based in Midland, Texas, providing commercial drilling services throughout North and South America, and proud supporters of the Rockout. Here today celebrating Customer Appreciation Day with ConocoPhillips, also proud supporters of the Miller Rock Owl. And Braxton Miner, the Senior Directional Drilling Advisor at ConocoPhillips, and his son Jason Miner, a sophomore member of the Miller Christian baseball team, to throw out the first pitch. And Pioneer Natural Resources Representative, Deanne Key. Brought to you by Excel Beam Control. Behind home plate today, Trevor Matthews. First base umpire, Alex Nash. And third base umpire, John Sparling.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
last evening, Saturday evening fireworks here. That, of course, is every Saturday when the Rockhounds are home. And it looked for a little while last night, the first four innings or so, as if we might bump into that Murphy's Law of fireworks or big nights at the ballpark. And you see it here from time to time at Rockhound. We see it on the road sometimes. You have a big crowd, particularly if there is a fireworks show or something that you know you've got a captive audience. They are staying for the game. And the visiting team just flat goes crazy. We have seen it all the way back to, my early days here. And last night, Corpus jumped out on top. The Hooks with a three-run first inning. They added another run in the fourth, and it was 4-0. But the Rockhounds, and they have rallied back in each of the first five games of this series. Last night, rallied back, and this time came to fruition with a two-run eighth inning. Cooper Bowman had a big two-run single up the middle in the sixth, and that made it a 4-3 ball game. And back-to-back RBIs by Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris with two out in the last of the eighth, and that would do it. The Hooks, of course, made it more than a little bit interesting, loading the bases in the top of the ninth inning. Shohei Tomioka comes through and gets the save in 5-4, the final. The Rockhounds erasing a 4-3 deficit in the last half of the eighth inning. So it was a big, big crowd, 6,844, and yep, that is big for this ballpark and for minor league baseball. Really good crowd last night. Fireworks were terrific. Great baseball game. And so that brings us here to Sunday afternoon in the series finale. The Hooks looking for a series outright win. Rockhounds look for a split of the six-gamer. Mentioned both of these clubs have struggled at least a little bit, if not just flat out a lot at home. Even with last night's win, the Rockhounds 4-7 at home, and the Hooks just 1-7 through their first eight games at Whataburger Field. So a beautiful and very breezy Sunday afternoon. Wind is pushing and really pushing hard toward the left field corner. We'll see what the wind and Mother Nature will have in store, but it's going to be sneaking up on 90 degrees about the first pitch of this game. So a beautiful sunshiny Sunday afternoon. Have a number or two for you in the pitching matchup. Two guys who have recently experienced one of those days. That on the way when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
One of my favorite new movies, well, when I say new, the last, decade or so. Sorry, some of us go back further than others. There's a great movie that Matt Damon stars in. It's called The Martian, and he plays a brilliant guy who is stranded, an astronaut stranded on Mars. And at one point in trying to basically keep things going, he basically blows himself up, and he sits down at his computer and says that he miscalculated, and I quote, "because I'm stupid." The way he delivers the line, by the way, is absolutely sensational. So, The Martian with Matt Damon. Well, numbers, numbers, I mess one up, as Matt Damon would say, because I'm stupid. At least his character would say that. I was looking at Lawrence Butler's 11-game on-base streak, and it's not an 11-game on-base streak. It's a 15-game on-base streak. I went right by a walk. I'd done it once already, did it again. So, boy, Lawrence, that streak keeps getting longer. 15 games in a row, Lawrence Butler has reached base. Now, you can hit 125 and do that. He is hitting 359 in his 15-gamer. And his reached base, by the way, has Lawrence now in 17 of 18 games on this year in his first Double-A season. Rockhound's about to take the diamond. The pitching matchup this afternoon has Aaron Brown going for Corpus Christi. And for the Rockhounds, it'll be Jack Cushing. Both of these guys, their last time out, just one of those days. Aaron Brown was absolutely brilliant on the 19th of April against San Antonio. Gave up one hit, a solo home run in five innings. He came on in relief early in this series in game one of the series, gave up nine runs on nine hits in two and a third, one of those days. Jack Cushing will get the start for the Rockhounds. We'll tell you about his very brief and one of those days, his last time out in Springfield. Hounds, though, in the bright sunshine have taken the diamond, and our great friend Rusty Blansett will sing the Star Spangled Banner for you this afternoon. Here's Rusty.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, where's the gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red flare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that our flag was still bare. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Long time friend Rusty Blansett works in the clubhouse, by the way, and guys just absolutely, he is beloved. Let's put it that way. Nobody does. I say this every time, but it deserves to be said. Nobody sings the anthem more heartfelt than does Rusty. Jack Cushing opened the year with Las Vegas. Now, he struggled. I'll give you his numbers when we get into the ballgame. But he was sent from Las Vegas to the Rockhounds, joined the team in Springfield, came on in relief, faced four batters, gave up back-to-back solo home runs, and then was hit on the foot by a line drive. Man, that is one of those days. Aaron Brown had one the other day. So did Jack. They both look for better things here this afternoon. Jack Cushing throws the first pitch of our game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And Jack Cushing will throw the first pitch with 88 degrees. The wind is at 20 miles an hour. If there's good news involved, anytime you have strong wind, unless it's blowing straight in, of course, as a pitcher, there are some concerns, but it is blowing to left field, which is the bigger part of this ballpark. So wind, one would think, will be a factor. Going to be a warm afternoon and the final game of this six-game series. As mentioned a couple of moments ago, the Hooks bid for a flat-out series win. They lead 3-2. And for the Rockhounds, they will bid for a series split. Hooks will go home next week to face Amarillo. The Rockhounds stay at home, and they will face their division rivals from Frisco, the Rough Riders. So we are ready to go. Jack Cushing on the mound, the right-hander facing left-hander hitting Quincy Hamilton. First pitch of the ball game sends a drive to right field. That is deep. That's going to run out of room at the track. If the wind was blowing out, that is gone. Hamilton jumping all over the first pitch, drove it high to right field. Lawrence Butler is playing in right this afternoon. He made that catch on the warning track That was also not pulled directly toward the bullpen, and had it been, I think it probably would have gotten into the short porch bullpen pretty easily. So one pitch, one swing, one long drive, and one out. It intercepts Chaz McCormick here on the rehab from the Astros. He fouls off the first pitch as the Astros outfielder looking to get back, of course, to Houston, out with a lower back strain. Played six innings last night, stole a base, so he's feeling better, one would think. Here's the 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. It's a strike on the outside edge. Quick 0-2 count. Chaz will play left field in this ball game, batting in the number 2 spot this afternoon. Shea Whitcomb, second baseman, batting third. He's on deck. Check swing did not go. Pitch down and away. Got a ball and two strikes to Chaz McCormick. Scott Schreiber will be the designated hitter, and he will bat cleanup. Schreiber, the DH in the 4 spot. Colin Barber in right field, batting fifth. Barber in right. 1-2. Check swing, boy, just wide. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's, by the way, 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base in last night's game. 2-2 count from Jack Cushing. Right-hander's pitch, and that is set high in the air. Foul ball, I think. Left side, wind pushing. Couple of guys there, and finally, with 3 guys there, and it'll be left fielder Michael Goldberg who will touch it, who tuck it away, rather. Brett Harris, Rockout's third baseman, was after it. Cooper Bowman, who was at short this afternoon, was after it. And in came Michael, and he probably had the best angle on it, and the wind pushing a little bit, and he handles a foul ball. Chaz McCormick retired. And there are 2 men down now. Here is Shea Whitcomb. Right-handed hitter, one of the better power guys in the league. He sends a line shot to right field. Back is Butler. He'll haul it in. Boy, 2 hard hit balls to right. They will both go as outs. But the towering fly by Quincy Hamilton and just a laser by Shane Whitcomb. But both are hauled in, and the inning is over. So a couple of good swings for the 1-2-3 inning for Rockhounds right-hander Jack Cushing. So to the bottom half of the first we go. Village Car Wash score that hooks nothing. And against right-hander Aaron Brown, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Aaron Brown to the mound for the hooks, and here is the lineup that he'll face this Sunday afternoon. Cooper Bowman leads it off. He moved to shortstop today. Cooper Bowman at short, leading it off. Lawrence Butler talked about him behind his back just a couple of moments ago. Right fielder batting number 2, Lawrence Butler at right. Brett Harris, again, the third baseman, batting in the 3 spot. Butler and Harris huge in last night's game. Daryl Hernandez will bat fourth and play the 4 spot. Daryl Hernandez, the second baseman. Denzel Clark back in the order this afternoon. Denzel moves to center field. He'll bat fifth, Denzel Clark. Here's Cooper Bowman. Had a big 2-run single in last night's game. Aaron Brown delivers outside and low for ball 1, a ball and no strikes. Chase Calabwig, the DH this afternoon, batting 6th. Chase, the designated hitter. The 1-0 by Brown, down and away. Count 2-0. William Simonite gets a start. He'll be the first baseman. Simo batting in the 7th spot, the first baseman. Shane McGuire behind the plate, batting 8th. Shane McGuire, the Hounds catcher. The 2-0, Bowman takes. That's high, ball 3. This is not a guy you want to walk. He is the leading base dealer in the league. And a 3-0 count. Michael Goldberg will round it out. He's a left fielder. Michael in left. Pitch right down the middle. And Cooper, absolutely no intention of swinging there. So a 3-1 count, Aaron Brown, working at a very nice, very quick pace. 3-1 pitch.
Strike called outside corner. Cooper was two steps toward first base. He'll take those two steps right back. So Bowman, Butler, and Harris up top. Hernandez, Clark, and Calabuig in the middle. Simonite, McGuire, and Goldberg will round it out for the Rockhounds. Hounds are 10-10 coming in. Hooks are 7-12. They have a rainout this year. The 3-2 swung on and missed. And Bowman is out on strikes. Well, for Aaron Brown, again, after a really rough appearance in the start of this series, he appeared Tuesday. And as a piggyback starter, again, you are basically, you're going to go X number of innings or pitches or whatever it might be. So, man, I mean, he was out there on his lonesome, gave up 9 runs on 9 hits and 2 1/3. But he's also been outstanding, as we mentioned, on the course of the year. Butler takes a called strike, does Lawrence, left-handed hitting right fielder. There's been a mix of ups and downs for Aaron Brown. Check swing. Yep, we went. Turned into it. Lawrence Butler rather confused by that call. Check swing, but went around. Of course, that is pure judgment. Judgment and nothing more. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that ball is hit hard to right field. And going back, and nope, ball off the glove of the right fielder, Barber. He could not make the play, and Lawrence will come into second base. I would think that will be a base hit, because that ball was really hard hit. The line drive double. And Barber will tell you, this is one of those plays, Barber will tell you he should have made the play, and I would understand that, but that ball was really hard hit. So Lawrence Butler, and I am so relieved, because I am very superstitious, so relieved that he got that base hit. Now, I'm not cheerleading, by the way, but he now has extended the on-base streak that I had messed up to 16 games. So it's intact. All is good in that way. Here's Brett Harris. Takes up high for a ball with a fast ball, one ball and no strikes. Brett Harris hitting 302, a home run, shares the RBI team lead with the man at second base, Lawrence Butler. Each with a home run and 14 driven in. Pitch up high, ball 2-0. One on, one out, no score, bottom of the first inning. Brett, that back right foot right on the back chalk line or pink line, pitched down low for a ball, 3-0. So a couple of 3-0 counts here. Got out of the first one, did Aaron, came back with three consecutive strikes to get Cooper Bowman. The 3-0 set, the look at second, pitch to the plate right down the middle, called strike 3-1. They don't use chalk anymore. They paint the lines almost everywhere, but paint line doesn't sound nearly as good or as baseballish as chalk line. Chalk is a cool word in baseball. 3-1 pitch, and that is hit to first base and nicely handled at the shoe tops by Santander. So Harris hits it hard, but the hook's first baseman right there, and Juan made the play unassisted. Lawrence Butler will stay at second base. Here's Darryl Hernandez. Darryl at 288, very solid. One home run, 6 driven in. Have had mixed success against Tulsa in his first homestand as a member of the Rockhounds, but he's been outstanding in this one, 7-16. Takes just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Darryl, 5 stolen bases to go with a home run and 6 driven in. Youngest of the position players at age 21, Aaron Brown with a bluff move out to second, but Lawrence Butler not going anywhere. Lawrence has those orange spikes, by the way, working today. Rockhounds in the home white uniforms, trimmed in orange and dark blue. Swinging another foul off the end of the bat. One ball and one strike. Aaron Brown out of Middle Tennessee State. Ninth rounder in the 2021 draft, selected there by the Astros. Right-hander comes set at the belt. Runner at second, 2 men down, no score. Hooks really play Hernandez up the middle, a swing and a foul straight back, 1-2. In fact, I would think Shea Whitcomb, the second baseman, is about as close to straight up the middle as anybody we've seen other than the guy at the plate, Darryl Hernandez, who from time to time has kind of flirted with that imaginary line that can't cross. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's punched foul out of play, 1-2. There is, by the way, a rule proposal. I believe it's being used at one of the lower levels. I need to double check on that. I know they were talking about it. There is an actual kind of a trapezoid shape that they line out on chalk or paint up the middle, but the infielder cannot. You can't cross that line and play that close up the middle. 1-2 pitches, bounced foul, wide at third base. I understand. I'm not a big fan of the no shift, but that's really kind of a toss of the coin thing. Love the pitch clock, of course, and the other stuff, the limits on number of throws to first. Understand all of it, but boy, that don't chalk off that area up the middle, please. 1-2 pitch, just high, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. We're watching Whitcomb again, and yeah, he's certainly nowhere near being illegal by any stretch, but he's shading solidly up the middle. 2-2 count to Hernandez. Pitch to Darrell, punched that one foul, right side, good protective swing. Well, he's hanging in there. He's fouled off 3-2 strike foul balls. Denzel Clark would be next here in the Rockhounds first. Brown comes set, two balls, two strikes. Butler takes the solid lead off second base. Pizzadero ripped it, but foul left field side. Line shot. So this is a lengthy plate appearance. He's about to see the ninth pitch. Here's Darrell. Taps the dish a time or two. Wheels the bat around as Brown looks in for the sign. Comes set again. Yet another 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled away again. So Mezers, Hernandez, and Brown doing battle here. This may be your plate appearance, depending on how it turns out, about to extend to double digits now with the 10th pitch. Brown comes set, right-hander delivers, and just outside ball three. Darrell tempted, did not go. So the count is full. First base open. Watching the third baseman, Nieves, he too is shading solidly toward the line. Really playing Hernandez to pull. He swings and sends a line drive up the middle. A base hit! That will drive home Lawrence Butler, and the Rockhounds will take the lead in this one. That's a first in this series. Rockhounds on the board first. What an AP by Darrell Hernandez. 10 pitches and brings home Lawrence Butler. 7th RBI of the season for Darrell Hernandez. Let's get it on. And the batter is Denzel Clark. Of course, we have been talking about Denzel. His arrival this week joined the ball club at the start of this series. From extended spring, takes a tough strike outside corner. Boy, that got there, and it did. Perfect pitch, 91, running away a little bit, right at the knees. Darrell 5 for 11. His 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, off-speed pitch. What a terrific combination there. Fastball that just nibbled the outside corner at 91, came back with an off-speed pitch at 78. And Darrell really fooled. Struck out on three pitches his very first time up, did the tall, slender hitter, and swings and misses here. Well, maybe that's a good omen. After striking out on three pitches in his first double-A at bat, came back and homered twice in that ballgame. So it's a run on a couple of base hits, also two strikeouts for Aaron Brown. So we have played one on this Sunday afternoon, our Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds won, and the Hooks nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Scott Schreiber will lead it off. We go to the top half in a second. And just as we come back, Jack Cushing finds the outside corner. Fastball at the knees for an 0-1 count. Scott Schreiber, right-handed hitter, designated hitter. 0-1 delivery. That'll get there. Called strike two. So a quick 0-2 count for Jack Schreiber, then Colin Barber and Chad Stevens. And I owe you the rest of that card, so we'll fill that in. Schreiber stirs that bat a little bit. He stands in, check swing, did not mean to, and sends it to the screen on the right side, 0-2. Schreiber, the DH, Colin Barber in right field batting fifth. He is on deck, Colin Barber. And Chad Stevens bats sixth and plays the sixth spot. Chad Stevens at short. 0-2 stretch. Pitch well down and away, almost to the dirt, 1-2. J.C. Correa batting seventh. He's the catcher, Correa catching. Hector Nieves at third base batting eighth. Nieves the third baseman. The 1-2 stretch, pitched by Cushing, swing and a miss, got him, chased one to the dirt, did Scott Schreiber, he's out on strikes, first strikeout for Jack Cushing, one man down. Juan Santander will round out the order, the first baseman made a nice defensive pick just a few moments ago. Hamilton, McCormick and Whitcomb up top, Schreiber, Barber and Stevens in the middle for the hooks, and Correa, Nieves and Santander will round it out. Pitch swung on, ground ball sharply hit right side, but going to be handled there off the bat of Barber, and there to make the play is second baseman Darryl Hernandez. Sharply hit, but handled for the out, 4-3 to put out. Barber retired, and here's Chad Stevens. Chad, right-handed hitter, has a home run, 4 driven in, 216 the average, and that's taking a pop in the chops in this stay in West Texas. Takes fastball up high, ball one from Cushing at 92. Chad has played in all six games of the series, looking for his first hit. Right-handed hitter waits, swings, and fouls this one away. One ball and one strike. 1 guy who has really enjoyed his stay here was Joey Loperfido. He's not in the lineup today, getting the day off, but boy, was he productive. 1-1 pitch, and that'll drop down to the dirt. Two balls and one strike to count. Loperfido will pack his bags for home. Will Joey, of course, heading back after this game. 450. It was 9 for 20. With a home run and 9 driven in. The check swing. Did he go? That's appealable. Yeah, he went. 1-2, make it 2-2. To the hook shortstop. Bases empty, two men down. Hounds really played Chad to pull. Here's the 2-2 pitch down and away, ball three. Center fielder is Denzel Clark. And the batter's eye in this ballpark is a pretty good litmus test for where an outfielder is playing. And Denzel is right at the left edge of the batter's eye. It's not quite as symmetrical out there as it used to be. He added a little bit of signage. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and a swoop, swing and miss, and the bat is going to the screen down the third base line. Wow. Boy, that thing was airborne. Chad Stevens out on strikes, and boy, that screen, that is, I'm glad it is there. That was hitting right for some folks in the first row. So three up, three down for the second straight inning for Jack Cushing. It looks like Jack Cushing circa 2022 all of a sudden after that rough outing at Springfield. Happens to everybody. After 1.5, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 1, Corpus Christi nothing.
All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland. We are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's Midland's all-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Chase Calabuig and William Simonite, Shane McGuire. 6, 7, and 8 in the order will come to the dish here in the second inning. Rockhounds with a 1-0 advantage. Aaron Brown going back to work. Chase, 234 overall, couple of home runs, 6 driven in. Almost all of that coming in one game at Springfield, and didn't waste them either. That came in a nice come-from-behind win for the Hounds at Springfield against the Cardinals. Chase takes down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Like I mentioned, Aaron's outing at home against San Antonio on April 19th. Again, he struggled here in the first game. Here's a line drive. Left center field, base hit, Chase Calabuig. He will turn, and he will come for two, trying for the hustle double, and the throw is high and wide. Chase Calabuig, leadoff double here in the bottom of the second inning. Chase now hits in 7 of his last 8 games, and that double in the gap to left center field. So one on and nobody down. Before the rough outing here, again, Aaron went 5 innings, allowing just one solo home run and a victory over the San Antonio Missions at Whataburger Field. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 1-0 to William Simonite. Simo, the first baseman. He retired 15 of the 17 batters he faced in that outing, so he was really good. Swing and a bouncer foul. Count is 1-1. Simo, limited duty, has been on the development list a couple of times to start the year. 2 for 8. Type of guy you just flat love having him on your ball club. Stretch and pitch to Simo. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. Well, it's tough to get timing, of course, when you've had all of 8 at-bats so far. This is the 21st game of the season for the Rockhounds. Glance out at second. Pitch, check swing, did he go? That's appealable. Yeah, he went. You won't often get that. That's a check swing, strike 3. You won't get that appeal unless it's pretty obvious. Our first base umpire, who is crew chief Alex Nash, is between the pitcher and the second baseman. So his angle not much different than that of the home plate umpire, but it was pretty clear that Simo went around enough to ring him up. So he is out on strikes, and here's Shane McGuire. One on and one man down. Calabuig takes the lead. Pitch to Shane, swung on and lifted high into just a crystal blue sky off to the left out of play. 0-1 the count. Boy, the breeze has not only not relented, it has picked up a little bit. It was 20 miles an hour at the start of this game, and I do believe it has picked up a little bit. The flag's trying to fly right off the pole in left center. Pitch just outside for a ball, and it's one ball and one strike. And we'll get into the low 90s before everything is said and done today. Yeah, wind anywhere from 17 to 22. Here's the 1-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. 1-2 to the Hounds catcher. Shane at 250. No home runs, 5 driven in. Left-handed hitter Michael Goldberg on deck with Calabuig gone with a leadoff double. Hounds lead 1-0 in the second. Brown set from the belt. Pitch swung on. Sent hard to center field, but drifting over is Quincy Hamilton. He'll make the play. So several well-hit balls that have been tracked down in this ballgame. Hooks drove a couple to right field in the first inning, and that was well hit off the bat of Shane McGuire, but caught routinely by Hamilton. 2 men down, and here's Michael Goldberg. Right-handed hitting left fielder at 275 to open this season. Takes up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. I mentioned when he came up last night that he put the ball in play, and I didn't finish, and we got a note on it asking Of his two home runs, they are somewhat notable. I think they're, matter of fact, very notable. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1. First home run was a grand slam at Northwest Arkansas in the opening series of the season. His other home run was a two-run home run off Adam Wainwright on a rehab start for the Cardinals. Little looper, right field. That is going to sink and drop. Going to send Calabrese home. There will be a play. The throw. No, I got to cut it off. Oh, my goodness. Santander cut that off. I thought it might have had a chance. RBI single for Michael Goldberg. That's his 13th RBI of this season for the Rockhounds. He is second on the team now with that. And Chase Calabrese with his leadoff double. It does come around. So Michael Goldberg, single to right field. Colin Barber made that play, came up throwing, and Hooks decided to cut it off. Don't want another runner in scoring position, of course. Don't know if that throw would have had a chance. Cooper Bowman trying to bunt. That is going to be handled by Brown. Going to have to hurry, and he got it by a step. Really good play by Aaron Brown. Bunt attempt by Cooper, handled by the Hooks pitcher, and Aaron Brown does himself a favor right there. No margin for error with Cooper Bowman. He flapped and fly. But nicely handled the inning over. It's a run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So the Hounds have scored in each of the first two of this ball game. And we go to the top half of inning number three, our Village Car Wash score of this game. The Rockhounds 2 and the Corpus Christi Hooks nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
J.C. Correa leads it off, top half of the third. Jack Cushing finds the outside corner at the knees. Strike at 91. J.C., right-handed hitter, 117 on the season. Pitch from Jack, swung on, fouled back, 0-2. Correa, Nieves, and Santander will be the trio here. A couple of hard-hit baseballs in the first inning, but Cushing so far, 6 up, 6 down. 0-2 set by the right-hander. Texan at a flower mound. Fastball bounced just foul, wide of first base. 0-2. Correa looking for his first hit of this series. He's 0 for 18, does have an RBI in the set. Seeing JC at second base and his catcher. Don't see that very often. Ah, our first barking in the background, I will explain. 0-2 pitch, got him, swing and a miss. So Jack Cushing now with his third strikeout. One away for Hector Nieves. This is one of our Bark in the Park Sundays, and until just moments ago, there was no barking. There is usually one large-sounding dog that decides it's his or her day in the sun, but so far, just a little barking in the background. First pitch by Cushing, fouled back by Nieves. Hector playing in yesterday's game, making his debut. Has those bright orange spikes again, bright orange batting gloves, and in the field, a bright red leather fielder's glove. Pitch drops down low, 1-1. Jack Cushing, a tough start at Las Vegas, made three starts for the Aviators, 0-2, ERA north of 16. Big deep breath, there you go, one pitch, drops down low. That is a proud tradition. There is almost always, on a bark in the park day at this yard, there is always one, I mean a dog. Yeah, I like big dogs. That away, fella or madam down low. Bark anytime you want on Rockhounds Radio. Check swing to the Evans. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Turned into it. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch was in, and Hector didn't do much. He just turned enough of a swing in the body movement to get the appeal. 2-2 count. Jack Cushing with a pitch on the way. Boy, just missed inside. So one close call went the pitcher's way. This one goes the way of Hector Nieves. Hector 1-for-3 in yesterday's game. Also got on base with a walk. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball sharply hit, but foul wide of first base. I mean, it's a rough day. You start the season at AAA. Jack finished last year at AAA. He was outstanding with the Hounds, went 11-3 with a 3.67 ERA. Went up to Las Vegas. Did not have great success. And it's a step up for sure. Bouncer foul. Count stays 3-2. So he opens this year with Las Vegas. And we said he's given up some hits. Gave up 18 hits and 10 in the third. And that is rough. He's always had very good command. He struck out 11, walked 4 with the Aviators, but was reassigned to the Rockhounds during the trip to Springfield. 3-2 pitch. Tapper, foul ball, right at the plate, still 3-2. So Nieves and Cushing doing battle. We did not know, in fact, at the time that day that Jack had been assigned to the Hounds, but he arrived in Springfield, was in the bullpen, and was called into a game. Cardinals were swinging the bats pretty well that day, and they continued. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss got him down and in. Three consecutive whiffs and four overall for Jack Cushing. Well, the first batter he faced at Springfield hits a home run. Second guy he faces at Springfield hits a home run. He ended up giving up two runs on the two hits. I wrote that down incorrectly on my card. Pitch misses to Juan Santander. One ball and no strikes. Big right-handed hitting first baseman. 2-for-6 in the series. Takes a strike on the outside edge. Well, the fourth batter Jack faced, he got one guy out. Might have been two. I'm going to go back and check my card. But the fourth guy sent one right back up middle, hit him in the foot or the ankle. 1-1 pitch is fouled away, and it's 1-2. So, I mean, you give up a couple of solo home runs to the first two guys you face after coming down from AAA and rejoining the Rockhounds, and four batters in, your day is done, and your foot hurts like heck. That's a tough day. 1-2, nobody on, two men down. The 1-2 pitch to Santander. Check swing, he went. Strike three, strikes out the side. Well, welcome back, Jack Cushing. Yeah, he was so good here a year ago, and boy, he has returned to that form so far in this one. Five strikeouts the last four in succession. So to the bottom of the third we go. Have some, I think, some terrific Billiard Office Solutions trivia coming up for you about a heck of a baseball game played on this date in history. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Books nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And we will give you a little trivia about a remarkable ball game, our Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. It goes back a while, but it's still in the record books. Game between the Braves and the Robins. Robins are still around. They've changed their name. I think it's a good thing their current name is much better, but they played a heck of a game on this date. Pitched down and into Lawrence Butler for ball one, and I am shaking my head. And I will have to have a meeting with myself later on. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, so 1-1 to Lawrence. Butler with a double to right field that got off the glove of Colin Barber. Well-hit ball. Extends his on-base streak to 15. From 15, actually now to 16 games. Takes down and away for ball two, 2-1. That was my bad paperwork on that. I was shortchanging him. Takes down low, 3-1. And again, you look at what is now a 16-gamer. Hitting right about 375 in that stretch. Left-handed hitter, first year at AA. Tempted. Boy, called strike. He thought he had a walk. And boy, that just got there. Crowd will react a little bit. Left-handed hitter stands in, leads it off, bottom of the third. Harris and Hernandez will follow. Long set by Brown, Aaron with a pitch. And this ball is popped high in the air, left side of the infield. Going to drift to third base, and Hernandez will glove it with that bright red leather glove. Tucks it away for the out. So Butler one for two. Here's Brett Harris. Well, I went back. I just looked at my card from the Springfield game, and it is stunning to me, at least in this radio booth, how if you write something down, you believe it. And I wrote it down, his game incorrectly. A bunt attempt by Harris, a beauty, going to let it roll, and just foul. Boy, Hernandez almost tried to make the play. Wisely let it go, and it just went foul. Good idea by Brett, dropped down the bunt, but just went over the paint line. Jack Cushing did not give up two solo home runs. Where did I get that from? He gave up a home run. He walked the first batter he faced, gave up a two-run home run, then got two outs, but on the second of those was hit in the foot and had to come out of the game. So he did just face the four batters. Wrote it down wrong, looked at the paper, trusted it. As I said at the start of this broadcast, to quote Matt Damon from the movie The Martian, because I'm stupid, here's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. But, man, still, I mean, that is still a tough day. I mean, two batters into your return after coming down from Las Vegas. You're down 2-0 on a home run, and, man, next thing you know, you're limping to the dugout. But Jack Cushing has looked like the Jack Cushing we know today. 9 up, 9 down, 5 by strikeout. Pitch swung on line drive, base hit left center field, Brett Harris. And that is going to be two bases. That ball going to roll all the way to the wall. Brett will give a look. And, man, he isn't stopping. He's coming for third. And the relay throw, no way, no how. Sliding triple for Brett Harris.
That's a weak triple.
Boy, that's a tremendous at-bat. That is an 0-2 triple to left center field. And, boy, that just got down. I mean, that got between them. And the two guys chasing that ball, by the way, were Quincy Hamilton, who has really good speed, and major leaguer Chaz McCormick. So a runner at third, one man down. Hounds looking to add another one. Ground ball up middle. That's a base hit for Darryl Hernandez. Darryl two for two with a couple of ribbies. First pitch swing drove it right back up the box. So the Rockhounds have three runs on six hits. They have a run on two hits in each of the first three innings. And in each case, It has been an extra base hit, followed by an RBI single. Piranes has two, Calabuig one. Pitch on the inside corner to Denzel Clark, who struck out on three pitches his first time up. So the Hounds lead 3-0. When the Hooks really, we talked about it with Darryl Hernandez at the plate his first time up, which was a lengthy AB. Here's a swing and a foul away, 0-2 to Denzel, so he's getting picked on. They really shade him up the middle, so the second baseman, Whitcomb, was almost behind the bag, and Darryl just hit that hard enough, sharp enough to get it between short and second. Pitch way outside for a ball from the Hooks right-hander. One ball and two strikes to count. Aaron Brown, 6'4", 225 out of Nashville, Tennessee. Right-hander delivers. Denzel takes down and away. Count 2-2. Boy, Brett Harris just continues to flat get it done. He's hit in three straight games, 8 of his last 9. Very similar numbers to Lawrence Butler, hitting about 380 in that stretch. Here's a swing and a miss, and for Denzel, well, welcome back to planet Earth a little bit. Two strikeouts here in this ball game. Two up, two down, or two strikeouts for Denzel each time up. So he's slumped all the way down now to 5 out of 13, still hitting about 450. Here's Chase Calabuig. He doubled, leading off the second, scored on the Michael Goldberg single. Same sequence all three innings. Pitch down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Brown comes set at the belt. Hernandez the lead. Pitch to the corner, perfectly thrown and really nicely framed by catcher J.C. Correa for a called strike, 1-1. William Simonite would be next if Chase extends this inning. Hooks shade him solidly to pull, left-handed hitter. Hernandez dances off the bag, doesn't go. A pitch down and hit. If he'd run, he would have gotten there easily on that one. Two balls, one strike. Hounds stole 5 bases in last night's game. And, boy, this team runs more than most Rockhounds teams we've seen. And, again, they have been just remarkably effective, 40 out of 43. Here's the 2-1 pitch, outside and high, ball 3. Darryl Hernandez on the season, 5 out of 6 in stolen bases. RBI, his second of the game, his 8th of the season. Calabuig waits, swings, ground ball, first base. Santander handles it in fair territory. One hopper steps on the bag. Second good play that Juan has made at first base. For the Hounds again, one run, two hits, no errors, and one man left. And that's been exactly the same scenario in each of the first 3 innings. I tell you about the Braves and the Robins. Who are the Robins now? Who do you think? We'll answer that and get you the numbers and go to the top half of the 4th. Through 3 complete, our Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds, 3, and Corpus Christi, nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, this game a little different than the first 5, in which the Hooks have taken the lead. The Hounds break on top, and they have done it. Boy, same way, second verse and third verse, same as the first. In inning number 1, Lawrence Butler, a double to right field. RBI single, Darryl Hernandez with 2 out. And that was a 10-pitch at bat as well. Really good AB. Leadoff double, Chase Calabuig in the second. Two out, RBI single, Michael Goldberg. And a one-out triple by Brett Harris in the third. Hernandez again with a single, brought him in 3-0 to score. Jack Cushing delivers strike one to Quincy Hamilton. Top of the order, second time through here in the fourth. Chaz McCormick and Shea Whitcomb to follow. Pitch to Quincy drops down and in. One ball, one strike. So for Corpus Christi, no runs, no hits, no errors. For the Rockhounds, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 3 left. The 1-1 pitch to Hamilton. Ground ball sharply hit, but foul wide of first base. 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. Final of a 6-game series. The Hooks have clinched no worse than a split. And they did that with their win on Friday. That is a nice feeling when you have 2 games to play in a road trip and you've already gained no worse than a split. They bid for an outright series win in this game. Hounds trying for the split. Top of the fourth inning and a 1-2 count. Pitch to Hamilton up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hounds stay home. Frisco making a swing through West Texas. They're playing at Amarillo, wrapping up a series today. Rough Riders come to town. Really talented roster. Beginning on Tuesday, 2-2 pitch lifted high and foul off to the left out of play. Still a 2-2 count. The Hooks are heading for home, Whataburger Field. They will host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The Sod Poodles will make that trek. One of the longest you can make in this league, and there are some dandies. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Up high, ball 3, 3-2 now, full count. The third time Jack's gone full. Left-handed hitter is Hamilton. Rockhounds do play him to the right side. 3-2 stretch and pitch. Not just outside, ball 4. First base runner of the game for the Hooks. And here is Jazz McCormick. I just realized I meant to ask Michael Coffin, the terrific radio voice of the Hooks. I say this, you know, I mentioned him. There are 2 or 3 guys in this league you mentioned. It has to be, if he's not in the top 25 of best people on the planet, he's among those receiving votes. We got to ask Michael if you know anything about the rehab plans for Chaz. Pitch high for a ball, 1-0. I mention that because the Hook's heading for home. The expectation is that he will need about a week of rehab, but whether or not that will be with the Hooks or with Sugarland, don't know if that's yet been determined. For the folks in Corpus, I hope it's with the Hooks. Pitch up and in. Boy, almost hit him. Count 2-0, and now jogging out to the mound for a chat is Shane McGuire. As Jack, after 9 up, 9 down, 5 strikeouts, a walk and a 2-0 count here. Hounds in Frisco, by the way, will play at 6:30 Tuesday and Wednesday. 7 o'clock for Thirsty Thursday. Matamoscas Day, Copa Day on Friday, fireworks next Saturday, and 1 week from today, again at 1 o'clock, be wrapping up the Frisco series and a 12-game homestand for the Hounds. Here's the stretch and pitch. A fastball swung on and missed, but chased it away. Did Chaz McCormick. He had a rip at it, but Jack got him reaching. 2 balls, 1 strike. Shea Whitcomb on deck. Cushing comes set, settles in as he always does. Throw over to first base, and he'll chase the runner back. Who are the Robins? They're still playing. Changed their name. It's a good thing they did. Robins is fine, but Dodgers is so much better. Yep. L.A. Dodgers, at the time they were in Brooklyn. Pitch up high, ball 3. So Jack in a little bit of a jam down here. It's a 3-0 game, but Hooks with a leadoff man on and a 3-1 count to a major league hitter. That's less than comfortable. 3-1 set from the right-hander. McCormick waits, takes. That's a strike at the knees. Chaz started one step toward first base. Of course, he will not say anything. Big league guys don't bark at all when they're on a rehab assignment. Don't think I've ever seen one actually discuss with an umpire. Certainly not in an argument phase. Another toss over to first base. 3-2 again the count. And Hounds do have activity in the bullpen. Of course, tomorrow the off day. Boy, that really helps with spreading out the innings and keeping guys fresh in the pen. 3-2 pitch swung on, ground ball to third base. Brett Harris makes the play, belt high to second for one, and on to first base, and not going to get him. Well, McCormick still, he'll runs pretty doggone well. He's got, a very sore lower back. That's what's kept him out. But he stole the base last evening and beats out the potential double play. So McCormick, the base runner. Shea Whitcomb will be the batter. Well, on this date, the Robins weren't the Dodgers yet. They were in Brooklyn, not in L.A. The Braves were in Boston, and they're still going, of course. Milwaukee and now Atlanta. Pitch swung on and missed, and Whitcomb, who is a power guy, had a big cut at that. Shane lined out sharply to right field his first time up. One on, one man down, 0-1 count. Whitcomb, right-handed hitter. Six homers, had one last night, 17 ribbies among the league leaders all the way around. Swings, line drive, left field, base hit. Kind of a soft line drive. Goldberg comes in, makes the play on a hop. McCormick will stop at second base, but the hooks now, just that quickly with a walk and a base hit, have the tying run to the plate. Scott Schreiber, first hit of this game for Corpus Christi. Well, the Braves and the Robins played baseball on this date, and of course, that's a long time ago, 1920. So lights were not available. It was the longest game in innings and still is the longest game in number of innings in Major League history. How many innings did they play? Braves and, well, Dodgers, if you will, the Robins, swinging a foul straight back 0-1. How many innings do you suppose? A couple of cool sidebars about it as well. Right-handed hitter, Scott Schreiber, struck out his first time up. Two on, one out, tying run at the plate. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. The Hounds have been the team that has been trying to come from behind in this series to this point. Although the Hooks threatened to do it in the ninth inning last night, but the Hounds have been on the short end of the score much of this series. Today it's the Hooks, but they are in position to rally back. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Back-up delivery is inside, ball two, 2-1. Give you one more pitch to Scott Schreiber, then we'll tell you how many innings the Braves and the now Dodgers played all those years ago. 123 years ago, and it is still the record for the longest game in innings in big league history. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on it, fouled straight back. They played 26 innings, 26. That is a bunch of baseball. Who won the game? I don't expect you to know, but, you know, toss of the coin, I guess. I guess Braves, Robins, or nobody. Here's the two-ball, two-strike stretch-and pitch, and that is chopped foul wide at third base between the bag and the box. It's still 2-2 to Schreiber. Colin Barber, who is at a really good series, is on deck. Barber is 0-1 in this game, and he's 8-13 in the series, even with the 0-1 today. Schreiber back in, right-handed hitter, 2-2 the count, 2-on, 1-out. McCormick leads off second base, Whitcomb off first. Pitch to Schreiber, swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball in, and it really tied Scott up. He's out on strikes. So six whiffs now for Jack, two down in the inning, and here is Colin Barber, but that's going to be it for Jack Cushing. Bobby's going to come out, and again, short stint, so Bobby will give him a pat on the back. Jack returns with a pat on the shoulder, and he is coming out of the ball game. So the Hounds will go to the pen here in the fourth. Check the new pitcher. It will be first and second. There are two down in the inning. So Jack, 3 2/3 innings. And after that rough day we told you about in Springfield, gives up one hit, one walk. And he strikes out six batters. But he will leave with the tying run at the plate. The Hounds will go to the bullpen, and I believe we have the conversation included on the mound. Rockhouse will go one of the newcomers on the team. I believe Durbin Feltman will be the new pitcher. It is indeed Durbin Feltman. Makes his second appearance. One of two free agents just added to this ball club during the course of this series. The other is Francisco Perez, who pitched last night. So Durbin Feltman will come on to pitch in the fourth. He will face Colin Barber, and has been really good in this series. Good prospect for the Astros. So who won that game? The Braves and the nowadays Dodgers. They were known as the Robins all those years ago. Who won the game? 26 innings to win it. Are you kidding me? So was it Dodgers, Braves, or C? None of the above. It was C, none of the above. Nobody won. The game ended in a tie. And the score was 1-1. Teams scored in the fifth and sixth innings. The last 20 innings of the longest game in Major League Baseball history were scoreless. Amazing. Two other things are amazing about it. Now, I know that's not a lot of offense, a 1-1 tie, but that's 26 innings. Time of game, was it over or under 4 hours? Again, 26 innings. So I would lean toward the over. Here's Colin Barber now. Durbin Feltman gets in almost a crouch to look in for the sign. Now comes set, first and second, the runners. Pitch swung on and missed, fastball at 92. They played that game those years ago in 3 hours, 50 minutes, 26 innings. I meant to do the math on that, and I didn't, number of minutes per inning. Barber waits from the left side. Pitch by Feltman, swung on, lifted high in the air, center field. This ball is struck well. That is high and deep. This thing's got a chance, and that is going to get out of here. We are tied. Colin Barber continues to just knock the stuffing out of the baseball in this series. That ball high over the left field wall, the high wall actually in deep left center, 3-run home run, and that quickly this game is brand new. Barber's second home run of the season, his 11th RBI, and in fact it's a 3-run homer, so 11 ribbies, 7 of them in this series. Colin Barber. Point again, remember that wind is pushing, it's really a crosswind. Feltman's pitched a line drive, and that is gloved on a leaping catch by Darryl Hernandez, the second baseman. Chad Stevens, you know what? Baseball is cruel. First pitch swing, he was 0-for-20 in the series when he ripped that baseball. That was an absolute base hit, stolen. I mean stolen by Darryl Hernandez. Leaps, makes the catch right at the top, the apex of the leap. But Colin Barber drives one out of here, continues his monster series, and we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth, but this game is brand new. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Hooks 3.
As Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021, see web total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy,
and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. I apologize. I was slow getting out of that inning. That is all on me. William Simon, I had a couple of really tough called strikes. Pitch is just getting there. So Aaron Brown, brand new lease on this baseball afternoon, delivers down and away for ball. It's 1-2. Aaron has given up a run in each of the first three innings, a run on two hits in each of the first three. But three runs, two hits, the second of those, the monster home run by Colin Barber, a 3-3 tie. Simo swings and bounces this one foul at the plate. It's 1-2. Shane McGuire and Michael Goldberg will follow here in the Hounds' fourth inning. Brand new game. Simo, a strikeout victim his first time up. Brown with a pitch, chopped out towards second. Whitcomb is there, makes the play in plenty of time. Routine stuff, one man down here in the fourth. For Shane McGuire, lined out sharply to center field his first time up. Rockhounds catcher at 250 on the season. No home runs, five driven in. But for Colin Barber, he is now 9 for 14 in this series, swinging a foul away, 0-1 the count. Barber has three doubles, a home run, and seven runs driven in the series. Loperfido, remember, who is not playing today, played in the first five, drove in nine runs. Pitch way up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. The line on Jack Cushing, 3 2/3 innings, one hit, two runs. Of course, both of the inherited runners scoring. One walk, six strikeouts. Check swing. Yeah, he went turned well into it, did Shane. 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. Oh, last little sidebar on that crazy game. 1920, longest game in big league history. 26 innings, 1-1 tie. 20 innings, the last 20 innings scoreless. They played it all in 350. Pitch up high for a ball. You think maybe it was a different time, space, and dimension? Both of the starting pitchers went the distance. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Aaron Brown comes up with his fifth strikeout of this game. So two men down, here's Michael Goldberg. And that may be it for Aaron Brown. Joe Thaw, the manager, coming up. Depth activity in the bullpen. He will go to the pen, but Aaron Brown... And hasn't had the greatest of times here in West Texas. Gave up to nine runs in 3 1/3 in his first outing in this set. He will give up three runs in this game, but battles back here. And for the day, Aaron will go 3 2/3. Gave up six base hits, three runs all earned. Did not walk a batter, struck out five. So the bullpens will be, I was about to say on the hook for this game, that would be a pun and I did not intend it. We'll check the new man out of the bullpen now for Corpus Christi in a 3-3 tie. The bottom half of the fourth inning. And a right-hander out of the hook's pen. You'll finally get a good look at the uniform number. It took a moment. Jacob DeLabio will come on. He has just joined the ball club during this road trip, so he will make his first appearance as a member of the Hooks. Last name is D-E, capital L-A-B-I-O, DeLabio. Nobody on, two men down. And he inherits a three all tie. Michael Goldberg will face him. I was trying to do the math on how long a half inning would have taken in that game all those years ago, and I'm coming up with less than a minute. That doesn't look right. Shouldn't try to do math on the run. That's pretty amazing. 26 innings of baseball in 3 hours, 50 minutes. And, of course, there wasn't the time there is now between innings, although, of course, that's been condensed. I mean, this year, time of game is, oh, my goodness, it's wonderful as far as a whole bunch of us are concerned. But even then, that's a bunch of baseball in 3 hours, 50 minutes, and the two starting pitchers going the distance. Wow. Michael Goldberg will be the batter, bases empty, two away. Cooper Bowman on deck. He would be next if Michael can extend the inning. Goldberg 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Michael, right-handed hitter. Walks that bat north and south a little bit. Now stirs it as he waits for the pitch and takes the fastball up high at 93 from DeLabio. One ball and no strikes. Wind is still really strong. 20 miles an hour, give or take, right to left toward the left field bullpen. So that home run cut through the wind off the bat of Barber. Called strike to Goldberg. Count squares at 1-1. You have two or three guys just ripping the baseball in this series. Ground ball to shortstop. That'll be handled by Stevens, who just had a base hit taken away from him. Man, baseball can be cruel. He makes the play with ease, and for the first time in this game, the Rockhounds go up and down in order. So we have played four, and we are all even up. Village Car Wash scored through four innings. Hounds and Hooks, a 3-3 tie.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now it's three, the Hooks three. We go to the top of inning number five. Bottom third of the order, J.C. Correa, Hector Nieves, and Juan Santander will be the trio to face Durbin Feltman. He is now on the line for this ball game. The two bullpens will be responsible for this one. J.C. Correa, Hector Nieves, and Santander also all struck out in the fourth inning, or third inning, rather, against Jack Cushing. So they will try their luck here against Durbin Feldman. J.C. Correa, right-handed hitter. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Boy, that thing just vaporized at home plate. No balls and a strike. Well, like Chad Stevens, who was just robbed of a hit to end the fourth inning, Correa, looking for his first hit of this series, bounces this one foul. It's 0-2. You'll see a lot of guys who have played catcher and second base. Correa is one of them. The 0-2 pitch, swung on it, popped in the air, middle of the infield. Left side, shortstop, I think. Yep, Cooper Bowman very carefully looks that into the glove, and Correa pops out on an 0-2 pitch. One down in the fifth. Northwest Arkansas is leading San Antonio 6-0 in the Alamo City. South Division is really tight. San Antonio had taken over a half-game lead in first place just a couple of days ago. Amarillo now leads the division narrowly, but they are losing at home to Frisco. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 to Hector Nieves, left-handed hitting third baseman. Frisco leads Amarillo 4-1, top of the fourth at Hodgetown. Swing and a miss by Nieves, and Feltman jumping ahead, not ahead, excuse me, one ball, one strike, I beg your pardon, 1-1. Nieves turns that bat a little bit as he waits, takes just outside for a ball, 2-1. Tulsa has just scored against Arkansas, top of the second. I'll tell you why I mentioned that. Here's the 2-1, fastball, bounce foul, not by much, wide of the bag at first base. William Simonite making the play in foul ground. In last night's action, Arkansas beat Tulsa 1-0 on a one-hitter, combined one-hitter. Here's a 2-2. And pitch swung on and missed, but it got loose, and that is a throw to first. Is it in time? Yep, got it. Boy, just in time. No argument from the Hooks. Strikeout and a 2-3 putout. That ball got away a little bit. It was down in the dirt. Shane tracked it down. Shane McGuire, good strong throw, and Simo gloved it just in time. Now Juan Santander, the first baseman. First strikeout for Feltman, the seventh for Hounds pitching. This one down to the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on. Two men down, top of the fifth inning. Durbin Feltman, the right-hander, delivers down and away for a ball. 2-0. Like the man, he succeeds on the mound, Jack Cushing. He's a Texan born in Conroe. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Santander was way out in front of that awkward-looking swing. Came up empty. Two balls, one strike. Top of the order, Quincy Hamilton waiting on deck. 2-1 pitch. Went just inside. Ball three. 3-1. Durbin stayed home and went to Texas Christian University, TCU product. 3-1 pitch. Boy, that's in the dirt. Bounds away for a base on balls. So a little bit of everything. He's faced five batters, has given up a hit, a run, an earned run, a walk, and a strikeout. Two inherited runners scoring. Those both charged to Jack Cushing. Boston Red Sox drafted Durbin in the third round of 2018. Was released from the AAA level by the Sox earlier this season, claimed by the A's. Pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Quincy Hamilton. He has flown to deep right field and walked in two trips. And Quincy draws his share of walks. He has 13 of them on the season. So hitting 279, he gets on base a good amount. Left-handed hitter waits, takes, sets up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jazz McCormick waiting on deck. Career ERA is 4.84. Feltman comes set, hands to the belt. Durbin with a pitch. It's right down the middle at the knees. Called strike 2-1 to Hamilton. That's about a 3-1 career strikeouts to walks ratio. Just a little under 3-1. Opposition hit 232 against him and a whip of 1.31. Doesn't really quite equate to an almost 5 ERA. Here's a swing and a miss. Count now 2-2. Activity behind him in the bullpen. Again, with the Monday off, you can give some guys some innings if need be on a Sunday afternoon. 2-2 stretch. Pitch by Feltman. Boy, just high and in. Not by much. Crowd a little restless on the call. Three balls and two strikes. So Santander will be running here. He's on at first base on the base on balls. 3-2. Here's the count. Two men down in the inning. A 3-all tie in the fifth. Hamilton waits. Waggles the bat. Feltman set and steps away. Now this becomes a big batter, one would think, for Durbin Feltman and the Rockhounds. You have Chaz McCormick, the major leaguer, on deck. You'd rather have him begin the sixth than bat here in a tie game. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. One nasty breaking pitch down and in for the strikeout. So it is no runs or hits, a walk to Quincy Hamilton, but no damage done. So we are midway through Sunday afternoon baseball, the finale of this series. And after 4.5, our Village Car Wash score remains Hounds and Hooks in a 3-all tie.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
My body's there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Right-hander Blair Henley will come on. He is the other part of the piggyback start today for the Hooks. So Jacob Delabio's first appearance with Corpus Christi, a third of an inning, one batter faced. Top of the order in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cooper Bowman takes down low from the right-hander. Blair Henley was the starter in game one of this series, with Aaron Brown in relief, so they flip around here. And Blair will get the relief assignment. Pitch misses inside for a ball from the tall right-hander. Two balls, no strikes to Cooper Bowman. Cooper has struck out and tried to bunt his way on. Henley gave up four runs on five hits in five innings. Back early in this series, delivers outside for a ball. And the count is three balls, no strikes. Gave up a couple of home runs, walked two, struck out three, called strike here, taking all the way as Bowman. Cooper, of course, a guy the Rockhounds would love to get on base in a tie game, leading off an inning. He asks for time, will rewrap the bright white batting gloves he is wearing. Excellent base stealer, has 13 steals in 13 attempts, and that is the best in the league. 3-1 pitch, down low, ball four, and he draws the walk. Well, he got a burglar on base. No, Cooper Bowman, base runner, has four steals in this series. They came in one game. The batter, Lawrence Butler, he has doubled and scored and popped out to third. Double back in the first inning and scored the game's first run. Lawrence takes high and away, ball one, one ball and no strikes. Blair Henley, 6'2", made it 6'3", 220 out of Fort Worth. University of Texas product, missed last year in Tommy John surgery. Swing and a bouncer foul, and the count is one ball, one strike. Mentioned his first appearance in this series. For the year, Blair making his fourth appearance. His second out of the bullpen, again in the piggyback starting scenario. There goes Cooper Bowman. Pitch is taken. No throw. And 14 out of 14 is Cooper Bowman on the season. Two balls, one strike to Lawrence Butler. Cooper Bowman. Now remember, he stole second and third twice earlier on in the series. Bowman not running. Pitch to Lawrence. Ground ball. And that's up the middle. Base hit into right center field. Break the tie. Lawrence Butler. Big turn at first. He'll get back to the bag. Boy, this kid is having just a tremendous start to his first Double-A season. Sharply hit single to center field. The walk and the stolen base, of course, really big. Team high 15 RBIs now for Lawrence Butler. He's on at first base. He runs a lot. Pitch down and away to Brett Harris for ball one. Brett, one for two, a triple and a run scored. Lawrence Butler has seven steals. And Cooper with 14, the league leader. And he now scores the run. Pitch down and into the shoe tops for ball two. 2-0 to Brett. If Cooper Bowman can bump that batting average up a little bit, if he could flirt with that 250 mark, my goodness, imagine the damage he can do on the base paths. Pitches inside for a ball, 3-0. Cooper has 14 steals and is hitting under 200. So, man, you bump that average up, and again, it's first year Double-A. Pitch down and in, ball four, so Brett Harris draws a four-pitch walk. That's his 12th walk against nine strikeouts. There's so much you just love about Brett Harris's game. So it's two men on. This is to the mound now from catcher J.C. Correa. Nobody out in the inning. Rockhounds have broken the tie. 4-3 is the score. And Daryl Hernandez will lead the batter. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI singles. There are several guys who are really key to this ball club. Cooper Bowman, Lawrence Butler, Daryl Hernandez, Denzel Clark. All in their first double-A seasons. And it is an adjustment. Backup pitch and a good one to Daryl called strike, and it's 0-1. Daryl has singled twice, both to center field, driving in a run both times. Takes a strike at the knees, and boy, whatever the conversation at the mound, Blair Henley, comes back with two just perfect pitches. Jumps ahead here, 0-2. Right-hander wearing number 25 on his back, the dark blue Hooks jerseys trimmed in silver and a sky blue. 0-2 pitch. That ball is hit high and deep to left field. Daryl Hernandez, that ball's got a chance and is gone. Sidewalk souvenir. 3-run shot over the high wall left field. Daryl Hernandez has a 5 RBI game. 3-for-3 in this ball game, a couple of RBI singles, and that one a line drive over the left field wall. Well, talking about pretty good home run celebration, I won't even try to describe that. It involves some dance-like moves, and I can't do it and can't describe it. But we just talked about Lawrence Butler, Daryl Hernandez, Cooper Bowman. A little further, well, here is Denzel Clark. I mean, guys who are going to be here, one would think, majority of the season, if not all of it. Pitch misses to Denzel. He's 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Takes a called strike at the knees. Perfect pitch there. Bowman leads this inning off with a walk and a steal. Lawrence Butler, an RBI, another one. There's a swing of the ground ball sharply. It's glut nicely by Nieves. Gets up and throws, and it's going to be a little wide. Boy, that was a terrific defensive play. Maybe a base hit for Denzel all the way. So Denzel Clark, a sharply hit ball. Nieves did a terrific job. He lost his balance, kind of fell down making the play. That was a rocket. Boy, just a glove that is tremendous. So two walks and three hits, four runs across. Daryl Hernandez with a 5 RBI game. So the Hounds now lead it 7-3. Chase Calaboy takes low. 3-3 tie when the inning began. Bowman a walk, a steal, scored in the Butler single. Harris walked, and Hernandez, and by the way, what was the count on the home run? 0-2, and he just ripped it. 1-0 pitch, ground ball left side, got a chance between third and short base hit. Clark. Boy, those long strides. And Chase is coming for two, and Denzel's going to score. Ball was bobbled in left center field, and Denzel Clark scores from first. Calabweig will get the second. Now, we'll see how it'll be scored. I did not see if it was flat out bobbled or not. Chase was turning. I think he was coming for second base all the way, but Steve will have to give us the details on that. But the Hounds have scored another. Boy, Clark can flat fly. It will be a double all the way. Boy, those long strides for Denzel Clark. Man, he can get around the base paths. RBI double for Chase. That would have been a double no matter what. Again, I didn't know if the ball might have been bobbled a little bit or misplayed at all in the outfield. But Chase was turning around first. He never slowed down. So that wasn't the question. The only question was whether or not ball was bobbled and Clark scored on that, but it will go as an RBI double all the way. Chase is 2-for-3, two doubles, a run, and a ribby, and the Hounds lead 8-3, and the first five batters up in the fifth inning have scored. Now here's Simo, 0-for-2 for William Simonite, a strikeout and a bounce out to second. Boy, he takes a strike that just got there at the knees. Right-handed hitter, hands extended away from the body a little bit. Shakes that bat out a little bit. Ground ball down the left field line, and that's a base hit. That's going to score Chase, and that's a two-bagger for Simo. And the Hounds are rocking and rolling. Six consecutive men have scored in this inning. Simo with his first RBI of the year. Boy, just drove that thing right down the left field line.
Catcher Shane McGuire.
And very, very similar to what we saw when Aaron Brown was the second of the piggyback starters the first game of this series. And again, Henley was the starter. Remember, Brown gave up 9 runs on 9 hits, and he was out there all by his lonesome. They are just now getting somebody warming in the bullpen. Shane McGuire takes a strike. Normally that would have begun a batter or two ago at least. But again, piggyback starter, you're going to have to go at least a little ways. Pitch down and in for a ball. But boy, this has been a rough outing for Blair Henley. 7 consecutive batters reaching. 5 hits, 2 walks. A home run, 2 doubles. And a 3-all tie is now a 9-3 Rockhounds lead. This ball bounced foul wide of first base. 1-2 to Shane McGuire. Shane 0-for-2. He hit the ball sharply his first time up. Hit a line drive to fairly deep center field that Quincy Hamilton made the play on. Struck out his last time. Always feel badly when we say this because it sounds like we're picking on the guy. We don't mean it that way. Just tell you it's been a really good offensive day team-wise. Just swinging a foul away, 1-2. Shane's the only Rockhound not to reach base, and this is the bottom of the 5th inning. Runner at second, William Simonite. Stretching pitch by Henley. That ball is lined into center field. That's a base hit. Going to hold the runner at third base. And so every Rockhound has reached base in this game. 8 of the 9 have a hit. The exception, Cooper Bowman, but he walked and stole a base. So now it's Michael Goldberg. Activity continues in the bullpen, but, boy, that's one of the tough things about the piggyback start. If you struggle, you're out there on your own, at least for a while. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Michael Goldberg is the 9th batter of this inning. There is nobody out. There's a swing and a fly ball, a pop-up shallow center field. Going out is Whitcomb, and he will make the catch in shallow right. First out of the inning comes with the 9th batter. I started to say the Rockhounds were guaranteed to bat around and then some. They were not because, of course, could have had a triple play. You never know. In baseball, you absolutely never know. Here's the guy who started it, Cooper Bowman. So in this inning, 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 on, 1 out. Cooper takes inside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Struck out in the first, tried to butt his way on. Aaron Brown made a very nice play on that to deny him, but walked and stole a base, then scored to start this inning, the 5th. A 6-run inning at this point, swing and a miss. Chase went up and away, 1 ball, 1 strike. So Blair Henley, boy, 1/3 of an inning, although he's 1-1 here now to Cooper Bowman. 1/3 of an inning and 6 runs across. Pitch to the corner, boy, perfect breaking pitch. Got there knee-high outside edge, 1-2. And as we said, everybody in the lineup has contributed. Bowman waits, right-handed hitter. Henley set from the right side. Delivers way down and away, backhanded to the catcher, J.C. Correa.
Everybody clap your hands.
Blair, if I did not mention, University of Texas product. Right-hander comes set, hands at the belt, runners at the corners, 1 man down. 2-2 to Cooper. He bounced it foul at the plate. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Laura Lawrence Butler waiting on deck. He's 2 for 3, couple of runs and a ribby with a double in this game. 2-2 set. Pitch to Bowman, and another bouncer foul. Got over the top of that a little bit as well. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mentioned this, but not in a while. Cooper is from Rapid City, South Dakota. Boy, winter ball's got to be tough there. Then it pitched down and in for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yankee farmhand, Cave Holmberg in the Frankie Montas trade. Had, I said 50 last time, it was 40-plus stolen bases at the advanced day level. A's and Yankee Farms. Runner goes in the 3-2. Ball popped up. Right side of the infield, Shea Whitcomb. Waiting, gloves it. So a couple of pop-outs to second base after the first 8 batters reached in the inning. And the batter is Lawrence Butler. But here comes Joe Thon, and that's going to be it for Blair Henley. Man, that is one tough day. On the diamond, he'll go 2/3 of an inning, will Blair. Gives up 6 base hits. He's responsible for the 2 men on base. 6 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks. And it's first and third with 2 men down. And this is one of those cases where the off day tomorrow probably helps a little bit in terms of the bullpen. When you have piggyback starters, you don't necessarily have as deep a bullpen as you can imagine, just a simple numbers equation. Boy, for Blair, that'll make a longer bus ride going home. Devin Kahn, I think, is the man who will come in. We've seen him last year and this year. The slender guy who gives you that sidearm motion. And it is Devin Kahn who will come on the pitch. So, Devin, right-hander, will face Lawrence Butler. First and third. Now 2 men down on the back-to-back pop-outs. Devin Kahn on the year 0-1, but boy, he has really been good. So much deception in his delivery. He has a 1.42 earned run average. Given up only 3 hits and 6 in the third innings. He has walked 4, struck out 6, but even with the 4 walks, the whip at 1.11 and opposition hitting just over 150 against him. So, boy, Devin has been very good. He's one of those guys that will be interesting to see how he will fare when he gets the call, which I'm sure he will at some point soon, up to AAA Sugarland. Again, the more you rely on deception, that is, of course, the higher the level, the more difficult it is to deceive those hitters. They get a little bit more experienced, and guys at the big leagues are pretty doggone good. But Devin Kahn has been outstanding on the year, 1.42 ERA. Now here's Lawrence Butler now. He is 1 for 1 in the inning. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Devin Kahn, 5'11", 175. Nova Southeastern University with a Parkland, Florida native. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back, 0-2. So, 8 in a row reach, couple of pop-outs to second, and an 0-2 count. Bottom of the 5th inning, started as a 3-all tie. It is now 9-3 Rockhounds. Butler wakes, pitch swung on, left it high and foul. Off to the left and out of play. One of the folks who are here finding the shade that this ballpark offers. A whole bunch more than the old park across town, that is for sure. Started this game at 88. No, we'll check. Imagine 90-plus now. Ground ball right side, right at the bag. Santander will make the play and basically with his foot on the bag. So the first 8 men reach, then the next 3 go out. But the Rockhounds bat around and then some and put a 6th spot on the board. 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and 2 men left. So we are bound for the top of inning number 6. Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 9 and Corpus Christi 3.
Whataburger. Burger's sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Go to the top of the sixth, and boy, this ball game took a big old turn in the bottom half of the fifth inning after the Hooks, on one swing, erased a 3-0 deficit on Colin Barber's 3-run home run in the fourth inning. The Rockhounds break the 3-all newly forged tie with a 6-run fifth inning. 6 runs, 6 hits. And that is capped by and highlighted by the 3-run home run. The Hounds answer the 3-run shot. Darryl Hernandez, who is 3-for-3 with 5 runs batted in this game. Trey Schupak on the pitch. An inning and a third for Durbin Feltman. 1 hit, 1 run, it was earned. Gave up the 3-run home run. The first 2 runs of the 3 charged to Jack Cushing. And a called strike to Chaz McCormick. So, boy, welcome to the game, Trey. First batter he faces is Houston Astros outfielder. Takes outside corner, called strike two. Chaz, a couple of seasons or parts of them in Corpus Christi coming up, 2018 and 19, takes up high for a ball, 1-2. I was talking with Michael Coffin about him, and Chaz, very popular, a fan favorite type with the hooks, pitched down and away for a ball, 2-2. There's so much of the talent that has brought the Astros their big league success passed through at the place I call the beach, and I say that, by the way, with love and admiration. Pitch down and away, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Full count, McCormick leads it off. Pitch by Schupak, swung on and bounced foul, and Chaz had a rip at that. Count 3-2. Shea Whitcomb and Scott Schreiber to follow here in the sixth inning. Trey Schupak, tall right-hander in relief, 3-2 pitch, and that ball lined into left field, a base hit. And a leadoff single for Chaz McCormick, his first hit of this rehab stint. One on and nobody down for Shea Whitcomb. Trey Schupak making 6 appearances, including this one, in his first 5, 1-0 with a 3.18 ERA. The base hit a moment ago, his 9th allowed in 11 in the third innings, 6 walks and 11 strikeouts. Shea Whitcomb takes up and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Schupak ready. Hands just above the belt. McCormick does have a steal in the series. Called strike, a high strike to Shea Whitcomb. Count 1-1. Shea is 1-for-2. He lined out sharply on a well-hit ball to right field in the first inning. Single to left his last time. Swings and sends this one high and foul out of play off to the right. Count goes a ball and 2 strikes. Shea hitting just under 300. Good start to this season. Swinging a foul away, a ball and 2 strikes. The count remains. Had a good series with 3 doubles, a home run. He's driven in 3. Six home runs puts him in a tie for 2nd coming in the league so far. 17 ribbies among the league leaders, and he's scored 17 runs, so he has been really productive among the best in the Texas League. Takes a backup pitch that just got there. Called 3rd strike, and all he can do is turn and walk away. Strikeout for Trey Schupak. It is his first, of course, since coming on. Number 9 for the Rockhounds, Jack Cushing struck out 6, walked 1. Then the batter is Scott Schreiber. Designated hitter takes down and away for a ball. A ball and no strikes. Scott from Kimberly, Wisconsin. Takes down and away for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Played his college ball at the University of Nebraska. 0-2 in this game. Getting just over 300 on this, of course, early season. Takes a high strike. Just got there. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. So we said, figured we'd get into the low 90s, and that's where we are, 91 degrees, and that breeze is still really strong to left field. Breaking pitch, just away. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Boy, what was it, just a couple of nights ago, in the mid-50s and windy. Last evening, gorgeous. Today, warm and breezy. Swinging a high pop-up straight back out of play. Count goes full. Chaz McCormick, the base runner. Rockhounds on top, 9-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Schupak set. Schreiber waits from the right side, takes. And boy, just outside. Schupak thought he had a strikeout. Schreiber tossed the bat away pretty quickly. Thought he had a walk, and he turns out to be right. So it's 2 men on, 1 man down. And here's Colin Barber. Well, the 2 home runs in this game, 3-run home runs in each case, and both hit very similar spots in the ballpark to deep left center field, the deepest really portion of the power alley. And to get them out of here, Daryl Hernandez for the Rockhounds and Colin Barber for the Hooks, you've really got to hit it. That was through a 20-mile-an-hour crosswind, and both guys got it out of here. Pitch down low, and that gets away. And eventually, both runners will move up. Scott Schreiber wasn't sure. It'll be a passed ball. So second and third of the runners, as that one got away from Shane. Pitch was down. But you can hear he got the glove on it. Scott Schreiber got about halfway and pulled up. He wasn't so sure he could get there, but then he saw the ball dribble loose and continued to go. So the passed ball puts runners at second and third. And it's 1-0 to a dangerous hitter in Colin Barber. Swings and nubs one toward third base. Holding is McCormick. Harris makes the play. Brett's throw is in time. 2 down in the inning. Ball was hit just to the edge of the grass. No way to try to score from there. So this time Barber is out harmlessly. And here's Chad Stevens. Just say this way. You know, I mentioned Chad's strikeout total. It's a high total. Okay, he leads the league. Okay, we'll put that to the side. If he gets a base hit right here, Rockhounds fans should forgive me, but it would almost be just poetic justice. Pitch high for a ball, it's 1-0. And he's had a really tough series, okay? He's 0-21. But his last time up, I mean, he just sizzled a line drive, and Daryl Hernandez timed his leap perfectly and snagged the line drive. The 1-0 pitch. Good breaking ball, called strike 1-1. Gorgeous pitch. Second and third, 2 men down, 9-3 Hounds. Chaz McCormick a single, Scott Schreiber a walk. They moved up in the passed ball. 1-1. Stevens waits, swings and fouls it back. It's 1-2. There's a home run, 4 driven in on the season. Right-handed hitter with runners in scoring position. Folks would like to nibble a little bit here. A swing and a miss. Out on strikes. So Schupak comes back. Gets a couple of strikeouts in this inning. A couple of base runners, but no damage done. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 2 men are left on base. Bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning of play, and the Rockhounds on the strength of a 6-run fifth inning lead it. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the fifth. Hounds on top, 9-3.
Reliable internet is everything, and with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound.
Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Devin Kahn back to the mound, bottom half of the sixth inning. It'll be Brett Harris, Darryl Hernandez, who's having a monster day, and Denzel Clark to face Devin Kahn. You heard from Astound Broadband, and it's just a little kind of a sidebar road to the show, if you will, but kind of cool. It was just a couple of days ago, anniversary of a game back in 1986, and it was the Padres and the Giants at Jack Murphy Stadium, and a couple of Angels alums, actually Cubs and Angels alums, that played in that game and have an interesting connection. Here's Brett Harris. Takes a strike from Kahn right at the knees. It's 0-1. Not a lot of guys have 50 wins and 100 saves in Major League Baseball. Those are nice career milestone numbers. Won't get you in the Hall of Fame, but it's pretty doggone good. Pitched down and away, 1-1. Craig Lefferts and Greg Minton, both very, very good major leaguers, both have those credentials, 50 wins and 100 or more saves in the big leagues. Pitch called strike to Brett, 1-2. Brett Harris bounced to first in inning number one, tripled and scored in the fourth, walked and scored in the fifth, 1-2. Well, Craig and Greg, Craig Lefferts, Greg Minton, both pitched for our franchise on the way to the show, and each of them later returned here as a pitching coach. Delivery swung on, punch through right side base hit. Brett Harris. Just another day in paradise. Oh, Brett, that was a phrase he used yesterday when I asked him how he was doing. Base hit to right field, 2-for-3 in this game. He'll be on the shuttle to Las Vegas, I would think, at some point, probably pretty quickly. Bobby Crosby said the same thing, just a question of when you have a spot open, because obviously you want Brett to be an everyday player. Here's Darryl Hernandez, takes down and in for a ball. What a day this kid has had. Two singles, each driving in a run, and a three-run home run. Biggest swing of the bat, certainly, in that six-run fifth inning. Drove in half of them. Swings and sends a pop-up right side. Is this playable? It is for a Santander. Foul territory. Got it. So not this time for Darryl, but he's 3-for-4 with a big, big day. One man down. Here's Denzel Clark. Well, on this date, Craig Lefferts and Greg Minton happen to be on opposing teams in the big leagues, Padres and the Giants. And Craig, who is usually a very reliable reliever, had given up a lead. Here's a called strike, and it's 0-1. He gave up the lead in the 12th inning coming out of the bullpen. And Craig was, by his own admission, not a great hitter at all. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-1. But he saved the day for the Padres. In the win, he hit an 0-2 curveball over the fence in the last of the 12th. A walk-off home run for Craig Lefferts. Pitched down and away, 2-1. Like he said, he would just kind of close his eyes and swung at the thing, and he knocked it out of the ballpark. And he wasn't even expected to play. Craig Lefferts had a 102-degree fever, but the game went extras, and they needed him. Here's a swing and a shot off the bat of Denzel into the gap in left center. That's a base hit. That's going to bang off the wall and going to hold the runner, Denzel Clark, who his last time up, by the way, got his first single as a Rockhound. And my goodness, that long swing and long strides, a double to the gap in left center field. Around to third is Brett Harris. So Denzel Clark, 2-for-4, struck out a couple of times in this game, but he has singled and now doubled, and that ball was just laced. He is 7 for 15. Six of his hits for extra bases. Now here's Chase Calabwig. Swings, fouls it back. Count is 0-1. Well, when Craig Lefferson was going to get a visit to the mound, when he hit that home run, again, it saved the day after he gave up the lead. 9-8, the Padres won it. The Craig Lefferts home run was hit against Greg Minton. So the two franchise alums paths crossed in the big leagues. This date, 1986. First pitcher to end a game with a home run since 1969. And that home run came against Greg Minton. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is 1-1. Chase Calabwig, the batter, he is 2-for-3 with a double, a couple of runs scored. Actually, two doubles, two runs, one ribby. Second and third, the runners. Rockhounds try to add to a 9-3 advantage. And this game was tied at 3 not long ago. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. Again, Devin Kahn hasn't given up much at all on the season, but the Hounds getting to him a little bit here. No runs across. Chase now with hits in 7 of his last 8 games, hitting right about 300 over that span. Takes a backdoor pitch and a beauty called strike 2-2. Outfield has him played shallow and around the opposite way. Center fielder Quincy Hamilton right on the left edge of the batter's eye. Outfield not deep. Backdoor pitch down and away for a ball. 3-2. Chase not really not a huge home run threat. Does have a couple, both in one game at Springfield. William Simonite waiting on deck. Denzel Clark is at second. Brett Harris at third. The 3-2 outside, ball 4, and Chase will draw a walk, so they are loaded up. And the batter, William Simonite. Simo 1-for-3, double down the left field line his last time up. Hounds trying to make it 2 in a row at the end of this series and gain a split of it. They also have that Monday off with no travel, which is kind of nice. Don't get a whole lot of those. A pitch down and in, ball 1, 1-1, no strikes. If Frisco, San Antonio, or Amarillo would be the destination, Hounds would not leave till Tuesday, but those are the only exceptions. And if you're staying home, then you get the Monday off and all of it. Called strike outside corner, 1-1. After the last home stand against the Tulsa Drillers, Hounds were on the bus right after the game heading for Springfield, Missouri, and it's a long trip. Pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 1-2. And I should mention that the Hooks will, of course, board the bus right after this game, and they will head for Whataburger Field to host Amarillo next Tuesday through Sunday. And the Hounds host the Frisco Rough Riders. Simonite waits. Base is loaded. 1-2. Bottom of the sixth, 9-3. Hard hit ball back up the middle, and that's going to be handled. The second for one on to first, and did he beat it? Ah, they called him out, boys. Simo thought he beat it. That's a 4-6-3 double play up the middle. He hit it behind the bag. They had him shaded that way. Whitcomb to Stevens to Santander just in time. Boy, Simo really thought he beat that out, but instead the inning will come to an end. So it's no runs on a couple of base hits, a walk, no errors, and two men are left on base. Hounds will continue to pitch by the committee over the rest of this ball game. Short stints out of the bullpen. The Hounds will go to the pen here. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 9, Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Right-hander Calvin Coker on the pitch, and he will face J.C. Correa to lead it off in the top of the stretch inning. Calvin delivers down and away for ball one, ball and no strikes. Bottom third of the order, Correa, Nieves, and Santander. Calvin, right-hander, delivers and finds the outside corner. Throws a lot of breaking stuff, a lot of movement on those pitches. Coker making his eighth appearance, and it's been a bit of a struggle. He's 1-1, a 7.5 ERA, 7.58, chopper back, and he knocks it down, retrieves it, and underhands the first. Nifty defense, helping his own cause. Calvin Coker, one man down, nice play. Remember, when a pitcher leaps and knocks a ball down, he's still on the mound, and you hit the ground and you're on the down slope of the hill, got to handle that, makes it a much more difficult play, but that was nicely done by Calvin, helped his own cause there, and here is Hector Nieves. 0-for-2, both on strikeouts. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. Struck out against Jack Cushing in the third, and against Durbin Feltman his last time up. Swings and misses on a breaking pitch down and in here, and it's quickly 0-2. Calvin Coker in 8 1/3 innings, 12 base hits. He's walked 2, struck out 5. Some time in big league camp, though. Just a slow start to the season. Those happen, of course. We all know that. What time called, or is it pitch clock violation? So the count will be 1-2. Trevor Matthews behind home plate. He is calling balls and strikes and pitch clock violations. He's from Venice, Florida. 1-2 from Coker. Pitch swung on and missed. So Nieves up and down for the third time on strikes in this game. 11 whiffs for the Rockhounds overall. First base umpire is Alex Nash. He's from Atascadero, California. And Sean Sparling from Mountain Home, Idaho, our third base umpire. Not sure where those guys are headed, but I know they're going to move on after this series. So safe travels, gentlemen. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1-0. Santander has walked and struck out in 2 trips to the dish. Takes on the outside corner, called strike at the knees. 1-1. Santander 2-for-7. All of that coming in this series. Takes a called strike on the outside edge. Count is 1-2. 1-2. Big right-handed hitter waits. Coker comes set. Calvin with a 1-2 pitch, and that's punched in the air, and that's got a chance down the right field side. That's a base hit. Simonite good hustle to try to get there, but Santander put it in play. Little flare down the right field line. Just deep enough that nobody could catch it in the air. Drops for a base hit. Top of the order now, and Quincy Hamilton will be the batter. Chaz McCormick still. He'll come to the on-deck circle. Chaz played 6 innings last night in his rehab assignment. First pitch swung on hard ball. That short boy, that is, got past Cooper Boom and almost knocked him down. Cooper tried to make the play. Boy, that ball was ripped by Hamilton. Base hit for Quincy. Boy, that might have deflected off Cooper's glove, but even if it did, that was self-defense. Well, that's just a laser. So two on, two down, and now here's Chaz McCormick. Well, six-run ball game. Remember, the Rockhounds were up 3-0, and fans probably had a fairly comfortable feeling, but on one swing, Colin Barber tied the game. Boy, McCormick looking to drive that ball out of here. A big cut, fouls it away, 0-1 to count. Chaz dealing with low back strain, and boy, anybody who's ever had issues with the back, it's tough enough just do your 9-to-5, much less if your 9-to-5 is Major League Baseball. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. Guy who's maybe a little more quiet, if you will, than, say, Alvarez and Tucker and Altuve and et cetera. Fly ball, well struck, center field, going back is Denzel, and he's got room. Boy, that ball got a lot of air under it, and there is some wind. On a calm day, that might have gotten out to center field. That was really well hit. But with a wind at 20 miles an hour, it got deep, but not out. No runs, couple of base hits, no errors, and two men are left on. So Chaz McCormick put a charge into it. But maybe Mon Nature helping out a little bit. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. And our Village Car Wash score to take me out to the ballgame time. Hounds 9, Hooks 3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Well, it's just a quick one for you, but I've always liked this name, and I've always wondered why they gave it up. About a million years ago, now this team, by the way, is still in business. So, I mean, this is a current big league team. They played their first ever game. I'll tell you how long ago it was. The President of the United States was in attendance, Ulysses S. Grant. Yeah, that's a while ago. 1883, the Gothams played their first. Isn't that a cool name? Come on, man. The Gothams played their first ever game. President Ulysses S. Grant was in attendance. Among 10,000 people watching. Great name, the Gothams, but they gave it up. They are still in business. Who are they now? Shane McGuire leads it off. Swinging a foul back. Shane 1-for-3. He'll be followed by Michael Goldberg. Then the top of the order, Cooper Bowman. Devin Kahn still on with activity in the bullpen behind him. Pitched down and away, one ball and one strike. Tyler Brown is warming for the Hooks. Nobody behind Calvin Coker and the Rockhounds bullpen at this moment in time. Pitch swung on, rolled out towards second base. Whitcomb to his left, throws back across his body, nicely handled for the out. One man down in the seventh, Michael Goldberg, the batter. Well, earlier we mentioned the Brooklyn Robins, who became the Dodgers. The Gothams, and I guess it makes sense. I mean, New York is kind of Gotham City. And, yeah, it was the New York Giants. San Francisco Giants. Now, of course, they'd have to change it, I guess, once they moved. But Gothams, isn't that better than Giants? Called strike to Michael Goldberg, 0-1 to Michael. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Well, of course, Giants has worked pretty well, too, hadn't it? The 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, one ball, one strike. I don't know why I was looking at this, but this is a little, not necessarily by design, non-Googleable trivia. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Going back is Barber, still back, and he will backpedal and make the catch. Two men down. It's one of those, if the season ended today, who would the five playoff teams be in the American League? And it lends itself to, boy, a note on a division that is just tremendously strong. Here is Cooper Bowman now. He's 0 for 3, but he's walked, stolen a base, and scored. Takes a called strike from Devin Kahn. Maybe one more pitch to toss that around a little bit. If the season were over right now, it's April, I know, but kind of interesting backup pitch and a beauty that just missed down and in. Boy, Devin thought he had a strike, and I kind of did too. Well, as you probably have guessed, Tampa Bay would be in. Minnesota in the Central. Texas in the West. Pitched down and away, 2-1. And if the playoffs were to begin today, there would be three teams from the American League East in the playoffs, and the Yankees and Red Sox are neither of them. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-1. Baltimore and Toronto would also be in the playoffs. The Astros wouldn't be. Now, of course, they will be. They'll be fine. But just looking at the standings right now, the AL East is just crazy good. Especially Tampa. Here's a swing and a well-hit ball to center field. Hamilton going back. He is still going back. Still back over the shoulder. Reaches up. Ball drops off his glove. Rounding second on his way to third. Lawrence Butler. Hello. How are you? Lawrence, I owe you one. I'm sorry. Cooper Bowman. Forgive me. Cooper is Cooper. Wow. You know, I was doing the trivia. Forgot to write down a couple of pitches. Cooper Bowman hit that ball to straightaway center field, and he really got it. It's about 4-10 to where he hit it. The ball deflected off Quincy Hamilton's glove on the move, maybe two strides from the wall in center field. Turns into a triple for Cooper to center field. Now Lawrence Butler is the batter. Joe Thon will come out to the mound. So that, it appears, will be it for Devin Kahn. Yep, going to take the baseball, and Tyler Brown will come on to pitch. Well, it's Cooper, I owe one. All nine Rockhounds now have a base hit in this game. Cooper had walked, stolen his league-leading 14th base, and scored in the fifth, and he now has a triple. Well, again, that wind is strong. It has really not relented all day. Anywhere from 17 to 22 miles an hour are the readings that I've seen, and that ball, like the two home runs that got out to deep left center, that ball was hit to straightaway center through a crosswind, and it had to have traveled right at 400 feet, maybe a tinge more. But when that play was made, the ball deflected off the glove of center fielder Quincy Hamilton. The question was, could maybe Cooper come all the way around? But Hamilton stayed with it, hustled after it. But that is a triple for Cooper Bowman, his first triple of this season. He's a guy who figures to have a chance at him with those great wheels. So Trevor Brown on in the seventh. Devin Kahn got the first two outs of the inning, so it's one on with two men down. So Devin Kahn will go two innings overall. Make sure I've got the totals right on him. Yep, three base hits. He has not given up a run to this point, is responsible for Cooper. Walked one batter, did not strike anybody out today. And now here is Lawrence Butler. Single and a double, two runs scored, one run driven in. He is 2 for 4. Oop, loose baseball behind home plate, retrieved, thank you, by Trevor Matthews, our home plate umpire. So Lawrence the batter. Nieves cheating even with a bag at third base. Whew. Boy, that's living out on the edge. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 from Tyler Brown. Aaron Brown, the starter in this game, and Tyler on in relief. Fourth man out of the bullpen. The delivery to the outside corner, a called strike, and the count evens up at 1-1 to the Rockhounds right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Double in the first inning, extended his on-base streak to 16 games. Oops, something off the grass berm down the right side now. Umpire's having to do far too much cleanup work here. Home plate or first base umpire, crew chief Alex Nash. Whatever he's trying to get off the field, he didn't get it done the first time. Has to go back and track it down again. Now, Lawrence Butler stands back in. Tyler Brown making his eighth appearance, a 4.66 earned run average. Stretch of the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Lawrence came into this game at 325. With a home run and 14 driven in, He's added his 15th RBI, as has Brett Harris. A swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. So Tyler Brown comes out of the bullpen and finishes the inning. A two-out triple by Cooper Bowman, but no damage done with it. But the Rockhounds have done plenty of that. Broke a three-all tie in the fifth inning, and that is where we stand. We have played seven. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 9, Books 3.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We have played seven. Rockhounds an early 3-0 lead. Colin Barber with a 3-run homer tied it. And oh my goodness. Rockhounds first 8 batters up reached in the fifth inning. And the first 6 of them scored. Darryl Hernandez with a 3-run home run, answering the Barber home run. And a 3-3 tie became a 9-3 advantage, and that is where we stand. For the Hooks in the top of the 8th inning, Shea Whitcomb, Scott Schreiber, and Colin Barber. Calvin Coker back for a second inning of work. Delivers a swing and a miss and a breaking ball away, 0-1. Shea Whitcomb 1-for-3, a single. Lined out sharply to right field in the first. Single and struck out in his next two ABs. Right-handed hitter who's had a good series. Didn't mean to. Turns into this pitch and will check swing foul ball. Through seven, the Hooks 3 runs on just 5 base hits and no errors. The Rockhounds 9 runs, 15 hits, and no errors. Hooks have stranded 5. Rockhounds have stranded 8, but have scored 9. Bouncing ball foul wide at third. Count stays 0-2. And if the Rockhounds maintain the lead, they will split the series 3-3. And this game is a 6-run game. That is as many runs as the first 5 games were decided by in total. Swing and a bouncing ball, sharply hit a third. And Brett Harris backhands it, throws it, got him. Brett Harris, slap a little leather at third base, backhanded pick, throw just in time. Whitcomb runs really well. It was a good at-bat for Shea Whitcomb. That was an 0-2 pitch. And if Brett Harris doesn't make an outstanding backhanded grab, that's an extra base hit. Tremendous play. Boy, again, you just say, Brett, he does so many things well. Scott Schreiber takes a called strike, 0-1. Loved what Bobby Crosby said about Brett, probably the most underrated prospect in the A's system. Amen. Pitch to the corner, called strike two. Coker spotting back-to-back pitches perfectly. 0-2, the count to Schreiber. Colin Barber on deck. 9-3 Hounds in the eighth. Pitch swung on, fouled back, count 0-2. Scott Schreiber struck out in the second and again in the fourth, both of those against Jack Cushing. He was the last man that Jack faced. And walked in the sixth inning, 0-2 with a walk. Checks his swing and did not go upon appeal. 1-2. Scott, right-handed hitter, came into the game at 320. Coker's pitch, shot, swing and a miss. That is really the Calvin Coker that I think kind of expected to see here. He had a very strong spring. Again, had some good time in the big league club. So two down, and here is Colin Barber. He's 1-for-3 with a 3-run home run. 9 for 15 in this series. That's a 600 average with 7 driven in. And a shot up the middle and hit Coker, but he retrieves, throws the first. So hoping he's okay. I'm sure Jake Ruthier, the athletic trainer, will check with him. Made the play with his feet, not so much even with his glove, and then retrieved it. Dalvin walking off the diamond just fine, but boy, that was a shot right back up the middle. So up the hooks will go in order here in the top half of the eighth inning. And to the last of the eighth we go with our Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds on top of the hooks by a score of 9-3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
The bottom of the eighth we go. It'll be Brett Harris to lead it off. Wonderful defensive play just a moment ago. Another good day at the plate. Swings, high fly ball, left center field. That is high, that is deep. That ball's got a chance to do some damage. It's gone! Sidewalk souvenir, Brett Harris. Going to finish this game a double shy of the cycle, Brett Harris. Boy, enjoy him while you can, folks. He will be AAA bound before too long. Boy, and one of the really good guys, too. Brett Harris with a solo home run. Hounds hit double digits. It's 10-3. Brett Harris, 3-for-4, plus a walk. Triple, single, homer, walk. 3 runs scored. And, of course, an RBI on the solo home run. Now Darryl Hernandez, who takes a pitch, a called strike from Tyler Brown. Darryl, 3-for-4, RBI single in the first, another in the third, and a 3-run home run in that 6-run fifth. Backup pitch, boy, just missed up and in. Well, that breeze, if you're judging by the flags, it's foul pole to foul pole, might be a little bit outward. That ball hit to left center field over the high wall. Hernandez fooled on a pitch and checks his swing, or tries, but it's a strike, and it's 1-2. So the Rockhounds with a 16-hit attack, 10 runs across. And in the last 12 games the Rockhounds have played, the 1-2 swung on and missed, and Darryl fooled that time. So Tyler Brown, 2 strikeouts, sandwiched around the solo home run to Brett. If this game would stay right where it is right now, of the Rockhounds' last dozen games, 9 have been decided by 1 or 2 runs, and in fact, 7 of them by 1 run, and the other 3 each by 7. Denzel Clark takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Hounds lost a Springfield opener of that series 12-5. The next 4 games were 1 or 2 runs, decided by a total of 5. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Denzel, 2-for-3. Couple of strikeouts, single and a run scored, and a double to left center field that was just laced. Holds those hands up high, a little bit away from the body. Swings and he sends a drive to left field. He's got his fourth double-A home run. Long gone. Line drive, and that almost eclipsed Rocky Mountain, the high berm in left field. Denzel Clark. Well, he hit two in a game in his first double-A contest. Boy, and this ballpark does not necessarily lend itself to home runs. Don't tell that to Denzel. Denzel Clark is now, again, if he strikes out on three pitches his first time up, get out of the way. He has been crazy good. Struck out twice in this game. He's now 3-for-5. Pitch up high to Calabuig for a ball to Chase. Chase 2-for-3. Since the strikeout, he has a single, a double, and a solo line drive home run. Pitch way up high. Ball 2, 2-0. So he's 3-for-5 in the game. He is now hitting .500 again. Denzel Clark is 8-for-16 with 7 extra base hits. 4 of them home runs. Here's Chase with a line drive. Right field base hit. 2-0 pitch, and Calabuig jumped on it for his third hit of the game. Boy, I mean, the Hounds are rocking and rolling. It's 11-3. This game was a 3-3 tie midway through. The high berm behind the left field wall is one that is rarely populated. It's a pretty steep grass berm. The pitch high to William Simonite for a ball. Simo 1-for-4 with an RBI double. And it's a ways. I mean, that's a tall, big berm back there. Rocky Mountain is an exaggeration. There's a tapper back to the mound. Have to go to first, does Tyler. Advancing to second is Calabuig. 1-3 goes the putout. But, of course, it's a tribute to the Rockhounds and Rocky Rockhound, you see. So I call the tall berm Rocky Mountain. But if you get the ball and it eclipses the top of that grass berm, I mean, that is thwacked. And that was a line drive. Boy, kid is strong. Denzel Clark, what a debut. Pitch, high strike to Shane McGuire. Might have turned into it, I guess. 1-for-4 is Shane with a single. Runner at second, two men down, two runs in, two solo home runs. Swinging a fly ball down the left field side, but that's foul. It's 0-2. So the Hounds have now made this an 11-3 game. Oh and 2 to Shane. McGuire swings, fouls this one back. Count is still 0-2. See activity in the pen? Yep, there is activity. And spreading out the innings a little bit here. Two innings for Calvin Coker in the game. Two hits, two strikeouts. 0-2 count to McGuire. One on and two men down. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ground ball sharply hit, but foul wide of first. Still 0-2. Well, in this game, again, Lawrence Butler has extended what we have now learned and will track it more accurately in what is now a 16-game on-base streak, and he is, boy, getting right about 375 over that 16-game stretch, so that is pretty genuine stuff. 0-2 pitch, just down and in, 1-2. Darryl Hernandez has had a huge game with a home run and 5 runs driven in. Denzel Clark, 3-for-5 with another home run. 1-2 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air. Center field, Hamilton drifting over to left center, short of the track. Well, that really carries. He makes the catch on the track. That wind may be pushing outward a little bit more than it appears from here. But still, to get it over the high wall in left field, you've got to hit it really well. 2 runs on 3 base hits. 2 of them leave the yard. No errors and a man left on base. So the Hounds have 18 base hits in this game. The Hounds will go to the bullpen as we go to the top half of inning number 9. After 8 complete in this Sunday afternoon series finale, our Village Car Wash score of this game now reads the Rockhounds 11 in Corpus Christi 3.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Left-hander Austin Briggs on to pitch. We go to the top of the ninth, and Chad Stevens will lead it off. It's down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. First two guys up in this inning, and I'm saying it just because you almost, and Austin Briggs, forgive me, but you almost just wish him to get a base hit, pitch high for a ball, 2-0. Chad 0 for 22 in this series, and again, just flat robbed earlier in this game by second baseman Darryl Hernandez. He's had a great afternoon. Swing of the foul back, it's 2-1. J.C. Correa is 0 for 21 in the series. He's on deck. You know, you get those stretches, you really do. And sometimes, boy, just within the span of a series. And, of course, the series are six games now. Check swing, and that's strike two. Two balls, two strikes. There was a time when we played six-game series. It's been a while now, but there was a good stretch of the season where everything was a six-gamer. That is the case now with only two exceptions all year. Pitch inside. Goes back to the screen. Count full, 3-2. And that might be out. I have a feeling that was a missed sign. So Shane McGuire will go out and talk with Austin Briggs briefly. That pitch just went right back to the screen. So maybe got crossed up. Speaking of Darryl Hernandez, give you a number on in a moment. 3-2 pitch, chopper out towards second. Handled by Hernandez, sets up throws, and the out recorded. So one man down in the top of the ninth inning. Here's J.C. Correa, 0 for 3 in this one. He struck out in the third against Jack Cushing, popped out to shortstop against Durbin Feltman, who I believe remains the pitcher of record. Rockhounds took the lead after he came into the game. Pitched down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Darryl Hernandez, his second two-home run game of his career. He had one as a member of the Yankees. That was in 2020. That doesn't sound right. Chopper foul, one ball, one strike. 22 had to be, right? Yeah, 22. I'm sorry, April 20th, 2022. So a year ago at Advanced Day. Might have been single A, in fact. Yeah, sure was. He opened the year to Darryl last year back at single A where he had finished 21. Pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 1-2. Remember that because he got a lot of compliments for the way he handled it. He kind of expected to at least be at Advanced Day, but just the way the numbers filtered down, he started with a second double or single season, single A season, but he was terrific accepting it. Chopper foul at the plate, 1-2. And so did have a two-home run game last year at single A. The five runs batted in is a career high for the El Paso native. 1-2 pitch. Pitch drops down low, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, one man down. J.C. Correa at the plate. Hector Nieves is on deck. Rockhounds lead 11-3. First five games of this series decided by six runs. This one by eight at this point. 2-2 pitch. Check swing didn't mean to. A little foul ball, a little redirect. Or did he not go? No, he didn't. 3-2. Boy, again, that one had to have gotten off the glove of the catcher. It's a 3-2 count. Now, it looked like a foul ball, but it wasn't. Count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Austin comes set. Briggs with a pitch. Bouncer back up the middle. Got a chance up behind the bag. Nicely handled by Bowman. Throws to first base for the out. Man, for J.C. Correa and Chad Stevens. I mean, that easily could have been a base hit, but that one's tracked down. So J.C. will finish 0-22 in the series. You know what? They'll probably both go 4-for-5 Tuesday night. Wait. I'll actually might even watch the box score for that. How many times do you see that? You struggle and all of a sudden flip the switch and you go nuts. Well, that's tough, though. It really is. Here's Hector Nieves. Takes right down the chute from Austin 0-1. So two out top of the ninth inning. Boy, the huge bunch last night, 6,844 fireworks night. Pitch from Austin just wide. And a great script. Rockhounds rallied back and won the game at the bottom of the eighth inning. Took the lead in the bottom of the eighth. Held off a rally in the ninth in front of the big crowd, the captive audience. Pitch down the middle, 1-2. And now trying to close the series out with consecutive wins. Again, for the Hooks, they've already clinched a split of the series, which is what you need to do on the road. Here's the 1-2. Foul ball away. Oh, my. Got the mask of home plate umpire Trevor Matthews. Count stays 1-2. Nieves 0-for-3, has three strikeouts in this ball game. Went 1-for-3 last night playing for the first time since joining the ball club, which he did during this series. The 1-2 count, Briggs looks to close it, and close it is! Swinging strike three. Ball game, Rockhounds with a six-run fifth inning. They added a couple of home runs in the eighth, but that fifth inning is the difference in this game. And a 1-2-3 inning for Austin Briggs. And the horn blasts just for good measure. And the Rockhounds split the series, and they win the last two doing it. So the Hounds back over 500 now on the year as they get set to host a very talented Frisco team. But for now, a split of this series. A Sunday afternoon bunch saw the Rockhounds busted loose in the fifth inning. So we wish safe travels to the Hooks and my great friend Michael Coffin and the radio booth. Look forward to our visits, had a couple of visits this season to Whataburger Field. Always look forward to that. That is not public relations, by the way. That is absolutely true. So safe travels to the Hooks and Rockhounds. Boy, they get the evening end tomorrow off between home series, and you don't get that very often. And they will go into that break having won two in a row today by an 11-3 score. Gentlemen, Rockhounds, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Corpus Christi Hooks this afternoon, three runs on five base hits, no errors, 3-5-0. And boy, for the Rockhounds, 11 runs, 18 base hits, no errors, 11-18-0. The Hooks left five men on base. The Rockhounds did strand nine, but when you score 11, that's acceptable, one would think. Home runs in the ballgame, there were four of them. The first, Colin Barber, in the fourth inning. That was a three-run home run for Barber, who had a big series driving in seven runs in the games in which he played, and it tied the game at three. But the Rockhounds rallied right back in that six-run fifth inning. It was highlighted by Darryl Hernandez with the three-run home run. Why did I just tell you that he had had a two-home run game? You know, it's Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining. It's wonderful. He ground baseball, and the mind just wanders. Goodness gracious. Five runs batted in is a career high. That's what I was looking for, of course, in looking back over his career numbers. So Darryl with the five-home run game just got interviewed on the field. Deservedly so, went 3 for 5 and drove in five, did Hernandez. The home run, his second of the year, a three-run home run in the fifth against Blair Henley. Two home runs in the eighth for the Rockhounds. Brett Harris, high over the left center field wall, his second of the season. And Denzel Clark, not only his fourth of the season, his fourth in four games, joining the ball club during this series. So Denzel, with his fourth home run, nine runs batted in, and he went 3 for 5 in this game. He's 8 for 16 with six extra base hits, seven extra base hits, one single, and he now has four home runs and nine driven in. Look, and I don't see the box finalized yet, so maybe we're working on something. I am curious just to make sure that we can confirm winning pitcher, etc., so do that on the other side of a quick timeout here. This series is split right down the middle at three games apiece. The Hooks will depart 7-13 as they head home to host the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who are falling right now to Frisco in the Panhandle. And for the Rockhounds, they now go back over 500, 11-10 on the season as they get set to host the Frisco Rough Riders. So back to wrap this thing up in just a moment. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Momentum Bank Ballpark, the Rockhounds 11 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Rockhounds close out the series with an 11-3 victory. Hounds got on the board. This is really the first time the Hounds have scored first in this series, if I recall, and I better qualify that. Goodness gracious. Mind is just wandering away on a beautiful, sunshiny, breezy Sunday afternoon. Bottom of the first inning, Lawrence Butler extends his on-base streak to 16 games with a double into right field. And with two men out, Darryl Hernandez, and boy, his day started with a heck of an at-bat. He fouled off 5 2-strike pitches, ran the count full, and drives home the first run of the game with an RBI single to center field. And that was a bit of an omen today for Darryl Hernandez, who sets a career high with 5 runs driven in. In the second inning, Chase Calabuig with a leadoff double to left center. Michael Goldberg follows with an RBI single to right, and it was 2-0. Again, same scenario, same formula. An extra base hit, Brett Harris with a one-out triple in the third inning into left center field. And Hernandez follows again, this time a first pitch swing, singles up the middle, and that made it a 3-0 game. Stayed that way until the fourth inning. Jack Cushing, who retired the first 9 men he faced, gave up a walk and a single, struck out Scott Schreiber for the second out of the fourth inning, and then he was relieved by Durbin Feltman on the mound. Feltman on an 0-1 pitch to Colin Barber. Barber launches it out of here to left center field. 3-run home run, as mentioned, for Colin. Had a terrific series. He finished 9-for-16 in the series with a 3 doubles, a home run, and 7 driven in. 3-run home run, and on that one swing, the game is tied. That was in the fourth. In the bottom of the fifth, still a three-all tie. And the Hounds just busted loose. Blair Henley was the second of the piggyback starters in this game. So he opens the fifth in a three-all tie. Cooper Bowman draws a walk, which you just don't want to do. He promptly steals second, 14 of 14 on the season for Cooper, who leads the Texas League. And Lawrence Butler will break the tie with a single to center field, and it was 4-3. Brett Harris draws a walk, and Hernandez, boy, a second really good at bat for Darrell. He's down 0-2 in the count and drills a three-run home run over the wall in left center field. So in that first inning, an 11-pitch RBI single with two men out of the inning, and in the fifth, an 0-2 three-run home run. The Rockhounds immediately rekindled things. Denzel Clark with an infield single to third. Chase Calabuig with an RBI double to left. And that drove in the fifth run, the first five batters up scoring. William Simonite follows with an RBI double. Chase scores, so the first seven batters reaching with base hits or a walk, a couple of walks along the way. Simonite's double driving in the sixth run of the inning. Shane McGuire then singled, so the first eight batters up all reached base in the fifth inning. Six runs will score, half of them on the Darrell Hernandez home run. Rockhounds add to it in the ninth inning. Solo home runs by Brett Harris and Denzel Clark, both over the high wall in left center field. So 11-3, the final. See if we can, yep, I think we can now confirm everything. Line score we gave you correct. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Hooks. 11 runs, 18 hits, and no errors for the Rockhounds. Durbin Feltman will get the win in relief. He is 1-0. Blair Henley will take the defeat. Boy, a tough day for him. He falls to 0-1. The ERA bumps all the way up to 8.78. Bullpen was really good last night and good again here. Feltman does give up the home run and the two inherited runners. The two runs, the first two on the home run go to Jack Cushing. But Trey Schupak with a scoreless inning. Calvin Coker with two scoreless. And then Austin Briggs with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. All of that, 11-3, with a lot of offense in this game, and the Hounds alone had 18 base hits, and it still only took 2 hours, 32 minutes. 3,652, and some pups along the way as well on Bark in the Park Day here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So it is the Hooks now heading for home, and as we have mentioned, they will take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and that will begin on Tuesday at Whataburger Field. Rockhounds staying home to host the Frisco Rough Riders, the team with, according to Baseball America, or is it MLB, doesn't matter, whichever, the most talented roster in all of minor league baseball. So that is going to be intriguing. First look at the Rough Riders. They are leading at Amarillo even as we speak. So, boy, that South Division is really, really going to be tight through the first four series, the first 21 games of this season. It is 11-4 going to the ninth inning, Frisco leading at Amarillo, and the Rough Riders will come to town Tuesday. 6:30 start time on 2-for-1 Tuesday, same on Wednesday, 6:30. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 o'clock with Thirsty Thursday. Got a Matamoscas giveaway, fleece ponchos next Friday. Fireworks, of course, on Saturday night. 1 week from today, we'll wrap up the whole thing when the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds meet at 1 o'clock for our Family Sunday. Well, thank you so much for being part of this series here on Rockhounds Radio and on Bally Live. We appreciate you so much. Hope the rest of your weekend on this beautiful Sunday is absolutely sensational. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard's at the ballpark where the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 11-3. And until Tuesday evening, we'll say goodnight. Red, well, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.